Hello, everybody. I'm Chris.
I'm Craig.
I'm known as Jack.
And tonight, for the first time in quite a long time,
it's exciting.
The Cabal has been augmented.
Shadow
by
Cabal.
The return of
Martin.
Oh, there's the wee boy flying his arrow.
Okay.
Now, if it's Martin, then it's Alien.
Yes.
Martin, what film are we watching tonight? Get
he's,
it right.
He's our Aliens fan, isn't he?
Alien Covenant, which we were trying to figure out. Why is it called the Alien Covenant?
Because it's got aliens in it.
And
it's got aliens
called
in
the
it.
Covenant.
Okay. So is that what they're doing now? They're just going to name all of the... all of the films after the ships that they're in.
Ah, and something in the ship.
Alien Tarbot Ferry.
Alien Bobby Tash.
So where in the lower end of the top 10 of the Alien films does this come?
Oh, right at the bottom, I think.
There's not been 10.
No.
Nah, it's right. Poor.
Well, it's 10th then.
I'll be honest with you, this is not going to be a film in which we see how much we like it.
The rest of them stop.
Can we just say
5?
Can
and this is 10.
And this goes up
suggesting
to 10.
That Graham just gets the next one.
Yeah.
Cause isn't
look, it's an eye.
Close up a big eyeball.
How do you feel? So, Chris, you made a point about this scene when we
went
to see it at the cinema.
So, we all went to see this at the Pictures.
Uh-huh. We did.
With our friends Alan and Stuart and
Rose
the Lady Rose.
There. Yeah.
I think that was it, wasn't it?
Yeah. She can't be here tonight.
Was she good lady, Mrs.
No.
Craig, there?
Okay. She never comes.
And we all piled in and we thought, it can't be as bad as Prometheus.
Yeah.
Can't be as bad as Prometheus. Because it looked like it was going to be a straightforward kind of adventure action film.
Yeah.
And then we all sat down, and this scene started. This is the first scene, and we all went,
Now, I'm assuming that this was filmed for this film, and wasn't one of the scenes that they made for the previous one.
It was filmed
remember?
For Alvin and the
No, because remember that he was in, Guy Pearce was in Prometheus, but he had to put on all this really old guy makeup,
really
right?
Yeah.
He looked at the makeup he put on. You know, like in the Daily Mail, where they always do, every now and again, they do those what famous people would look like if they were still alive, if they lived to 90.
Yeah.
He looked like that, because they're really bad as well.
Yeah. It's like wax hanging off a candle.
They had to CGI Chitty Bagman out of that bit, because that's what they originally filmed this
guy.
Or as it's known on that,
why have they done this? Because this is supposedly them explaining, this is David, isn't it?
Yeah.
From
yes.
the first film. So,
right.
What would you like me to play? Wagner, so it must be evil.
Yes.
So he understands what Dealer's Choice is then.
Wagner, the guy that was in.
Just
like
being switched
on. Yeah.
What do you call it?
Britain's Got Talent.
Idol or Britain's Got Talent?
Yeah. Yes. He is playing The Entry of the Gods into Valhalla by Richard Wagner from the opera Das Rheingold.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's just confirmed that for you.
Has, but this is.
Do you think they've just.
One of the main problems with this film. Yeah, no, it must be noisy.
Just had a warrant sale.
Must be
Tommy Sheridan's outside.
Must be very boomy.
Ah, it's terrible.
Very boomy, that. it actually typifies what's shit about this film. One of the many things is this kind of throwing on, this sort of thick lacquer at the end of culture that's supposed to be meaningful, like the Nativity, David the Statue, and the Entry of the Gods into Valhalla.
And
it's like
is the picture not like the expulsion from Paradise?
It's the Nativity,
Pietro
Fresco or someone.
Is this
made a great comedy series.
I don't like it just said fart on the subtitles, but it said off.
What, like in Raising Arizona? Somebody's coming in and written fart on the walls.
So he's asking him a question, where do you come from?
Where do we come from? Well, it's a factory.
I'm for Cope Ridge. Where is he from?
There's a factory just outside Birmingham.
And from the lands of Drumpelier.
That's not a very comfortable one to see. Yeah. So, I think it's fair to say that we can declare our colours at the outset and say we all think this is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I would say that this film is much like life. It's hard to get beyond the fingering.
It's funny because one of our very first commentaries was about how much we hated Prometheus.
Yeah.
Mm. But Prometheus is better than this.
It is better than this.
It's a good film, Prometheus.
No, it's not.
Nice world building.
It's not.
Genuine sense of awe.
No.
Clever script.
Of all what?
Utter shade.
What?
Of all what?
They didn't film that script.
Yeah, you said there's a genuine sense of awe. Of all what?
Of all what?
Yeah.
A big, big, massive space heat.
Of all what?
Yeah, that's it. The awe of the big, massive
doesn't
space heat.
Doesn't get it,
does
it?
No.
I don't care.
Because in English. Of all what? Of all what?
Christopher, what is this gentleman saying to me?
Did you get beaten up a lot growing up in...
That he'll be cold
good.
So, this whole stuff with Mike from Neighbours and your
that's
going to
make that very, very bubbly.
Low rent Tron. Was this meant to be? Is this kind of meant to be part of the world building thing? So I kind of got the impression this is sort of like setting their stall up for whatever they think this franchise
yes,
is going
to
be.
I think it is. I think it is trying to suggest. It is blatantly telling us here are the themes of this film.
Right. Okay.
It is about where we come from.
Yeah.
Who made us, uh-huh. and the spiky relationship right. between creator and the created.
Right. See, the kind of pomposity of this reminds me a bit out of Christopher Nolan Batman films. Which I
no, they're
quite get, pompous.
No, they don't have
no,
as much
pompous.
Exposition as this. I mean, someone pointed
Shut
out
up.
That all the way through
That's
this film...
I'm allowed to have that view.
Yeah, but it's
all the
wrong.
Way,
but you're, yeah, but it's wrong. You're yeah, allowed to have it, but
I
it's wrong.
That,
all the way
that.
Through no. this... Michael Fassbender's character reverts to exposition mode.
Oh,
does,
totally.
You know,
yeah,
where
yeah,
he just
yeah.
keeps.
Do you think he's stuck?
Owen Martin!
We're on a ship. Right, so wait a minute. So there's 2,000 colonists, 1,140 embryos, right,
yeah.
and they're going to Origai 6,
yeah.
and it's going to take them 7 years, 4 months, right?
Yeah.
Now,
mm-hmm.
what else does it say?
36 hours.
Now, did it not say something just before there about the ship and the size of it? It's like 200,000 billion tons of ore being
no one said anything.
Refined.
No,
up no
that's
screen.
An alien.
Is it?
Aye.
Yeah. yeah.
But that's as alien. no,
what the, if you notice one thing that is interesting in terms of the designing of it,
uh-huh.
is that the interior of the ship and the computers are oddly going back with the way to the sort of ones that you have in Alien. It looks to me less sophisticated
uh-huh.
than the ship in Prometheus.
Oh yeah, that's yeah.
So.
Well, it doesn't
where
have
does
a Christmas tree.
Where does
well, I don't
it
think they're going to
well.
Get far with the big things made out of Ferrero Rocher wrappers.
So, Martin, where does this sit in the Aliens chronology then?
This is the effectively it's the sequel to Prometheus,
uh-huh.
but it's a prequel to Alien.
Okay.
So Alien hasn't happened
okay.
yet. Sigourney Weaver's probably about. She's maybe wanting to be embryos on board
right.
or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, could be.
Right. So Daniels. She, this woman doesn't have a first name. Is it Helen?
No,
is it Jeff? Is it Jeff? Is it Paul? Is it Phil?
Do you know what? I didn't realize how many famous Daniels
there
were.
Daniels,
that's pretty good.
There's James Franco.
Oh,
there's
Rick.
And his nickname, his second name's Branson. Is his first
Franco
name?
Franco Branson.
His first name Richard
name.
Pickle.
Now watch this. Just as the film begins, he's starting to sort of stalk about and see what's happening.
Yeah.
And then. Some shit goes down. A neutrino burst is about to happen.
Okay.
All this will be important. He's going to check the embryos.
Check
the embryos.
Spunk.
Quick game of dominoes.
They're all good.
Yeah.
Good embryos.
Them good.
That one
them
doesn't
good.
Look too clever.
No.
Couldn't eat a whole one.
That one's a dwarf.
Oh no.
Let's get
ready. That one's for tea. Some out of you, sunshine.
Mm. He's hiding that in the.
Why is he doing that? Has that ever made clear what he's doing there?
He's killing the bad.
I honestly, I remember so little about this, apart from the fact that I fucking hated him.
It's a lovely drawer, that, though.
Is it?
Walter,
nice
we have a
that,
problem.
Here we go.
Yeah.
A neutrino burst was detected.
What
is he
saying?
Is that not what David Murray said at one point?
Walter, we have a problem.
So a neutrino burst is on its way.
On my way,
that
mother.
Lovely...
Here it comes!
That lovely French hazelnut spread. firing through space. Is it just me? Does he walk funny?
He does. Yeah.
He oddly does.
He's
like
meant
to.
Yeah, I think he's walking like Craig. Not Craig Charles. Daniel Craig.
And here's a question: why has he got a
the difference between?
Why has he got a jerkin on with a hoodie? I mean, he's an android. He doesn't feel the heat or the cold.
He
why is it? Why is he wearing a hoodie?
Because he wants that coat.
He's allowed to. Oh, yeah, cutting my heat.
I mean,
right.
I think we established in the Prometheus. Debate, I think what that is commentary that you'll be cutting about in the buff.
Oh,
arm.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, watch what happens here to James Franco. Because I think it's a metaphor for what's happened to his career in the last week and a half.
Yeah, it's the kind of it's one of the shortest cameos ever,
since,
isn't it?
Here you go. It's ever since people said things about him being a bit of a dirty bastard, allegedly.
Okay.
Yeah, after he got his Golden Globe,
I hadn't heard that.
Ali Sheedy tweeted about him, and then someone came out and said he did bad things.
Oh.
And this is then what happens to his career since then.
Right.
He's going, hello, I've just got my Golden Globe.
So
when are the Oscars, Daniels?
So they need to get him out because he's
get me out for the
his
Oscars?
Wee coffin's on fire and they need to get him out.
On.
And
no.
the very device that's designed to get him out can't get him out.
He just fucked up my joke about his career. There you go, that's his career.
There's his career.
Has his career gone up in the smoke? Is that what you're getting to?
As they are.
Okay, he's burned his bridges.
Yeah.
So here's a wee interesting thing, and I don't know whether it's is significant or not, but there's a character called Tennessee in
this. I'm not sure that's a good idea to hit him with that axe. Oh, sorry.
That's going to help.
At least it was quick.
There is a character called Tennessee.
No. Yeah, it's
gone. Now, tell us the parallel. Oh.
Well, I don't know. Well, there is an obvious
parallel. Because, of course,
in
Prometheus, you thought that...
this is going to be good.
Well, two things. One, in Prometheus, you had a thing about... It was either prisons or needs of horror people.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Secondly, can I just say, before you say Tennessee and Dallas, Dallas is a city and Tennessee is a state.
Yeah, I was just going to say places, not like states or cities.
You are.
The town
of Daniels.
Have you ever known of anyone called Tennessee?
Tennessee Williams.
As a second name? is that his second name? Or
David,
his
David Tennessee.
On
is
that
not,
basis, her first name
on,
would be Daniels.
Is it not possible that it's his nickname because that's where he's from?
Could be. It came up on his official screen, though.
Oh, right.
Tennessee.
Oh, unless he's like really good pals with the computer.
Mm. Yeah. And it just thinks he's great and says, oh, I'm going to call you. I am going to call out Tennessee because you were funny.
Right, so we don't have any kind of backstory for this woman, but we've now discovered that
little French guys with the band that are in charge.
That this is her husband. That James Franco was her husband. Is that right?
Yeah.
There's
which has been pointed out by fanboys, is the sort of nail that Roy Batty puts through his hand at the end of Blade Runner.
Roy Barraclough is in Blade Runner.
Yes,
Roy Batty
in Blade Runner.
We'll call it Batty's
nail. It's about a man with a bakery in Batty. Which replaced Roy Batley.
He's got one of those shitey iPads.
I know, watch this.
And it's not the good ones, it's the one that you got out of Tesco that they don't make anymore. What was it called? Huddle? It's a huddle.
Was this for HUDL?
Can I just point something out?
Hudel. Hudle.
It's probably good that he's dead because he's a dick. Because I don't know much about climbing, but you don't climb in snow wearing t-shirts.
Using a GoPro.
I'm sure that's not a good idea.
I'm probably like a twat.
And she's like, oh, isn't he lovely? Now, I've got a problem with her. She looks too like her dad.
Here's Dr. Manhattan.
Who's her dad?
Sam Waterston.
Okay.
Who went to space, or did he, in Capricorn 1.
Yeah. Okay. And then came back.
Why is it a problem that she looks like him?
Because I kind of get over it. I saw her in Logan Lucky, and she's much better than that.
I don't understand.
She was the parole officer, remember?
Okay.
Is that just a statement, man?
I just don't understand. Undoing buttons.
And that's Carmen and Jogo, isn't it?
Who?
She used to be a presenter on BSB's The Power Station.
No, really?
Yeah. My sister had a letter read out by her.
Wow. Are you sure?
Yeah, she asked
there
Carmen
was a letter.
To
Dear
play
Carmen, do you
the
have...
latest hit by the Telescopes. And she said, we don't have that.
What year was
but
that?
But here's Faith No More or something like that. Oh, that would be 1991, I'm going to say.
Which have been then?
Carmen and Jogo.
It's Carmen and Jogo. I'm telling you now. That's her. Look on the back. You
look
on the back
Billy
of the
Crudup. Do you like Billy Crudup as an actor?
Dr. Manhattan?
I find him a bit like just...
Like a bit of him.
He's in a very good
he's
film. He's in a very good film called Jesus'
like,
Son.
He's a little bit like that, isn't he?
Mm. Yeah, he's just in things. Mm. You never announce that he's in anything.
No.
He did a good Thomas Dr. Manhattan, though.
I don't think she'll be...
She's quite... No, here's a great example of... I have no idea who any of these people are. And none of them make an impact on me for the rest of the film. So that when we get to the last 10 minutes and the two are shagging in the shower, I literally say, I don't know who the fuck these people are. You know.
No, she's not mentioned in the back of the box. Though.
Do you think that they were shagging and praising the guy who designed their alarm system, which you can't hear in the shower?
Apparently, yeah. Here's Senior Bob.
Yeah.
Senior Bob.
Now, didn't we kill someone in the last... one podcast, didn't
we? We killed someone
it's
off Bellerinburg. The back of, yeah, we Isn't mentioned Bella Emberg in the last one, didn't we?
She's dead now.
Okay.
Yeah, although there's a really good tune by a Glasgow band called Bella Emberg's Not Dead, to the tune of the who was the band that did Bella Lugosi's Dead?
Oh, I don't know.
It's the exact same tune.
Bella Emberg is dead.
Not dead. I saw her in the supermarket. Anyway, kind of.
I almost died at the weekend.
It's alright, didn't I?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Did
no,
you
no,
make
no,
it?
No, no, no.
Can
generally.
You try again next weekend?
No, not at all. No.
Go on then.
No, I was driving on the motorway, the M80, right? I was in the overtaking lane. There's a bus in the slow lane.
Did you have been in a small Skoda?
I think that's fine. Mm. And in front of me was a car. And the car was overtaking the bus, decided it was going to pull in, for some reason didn't see the bus, bounced off the bus, spun round, straight towards me, and I had to drive around it. It was a life-changing experience. Mm. I've decided that life's too short, and from now on, I'm going to be pompous and super serious.
So what you've just spoken over is the scene in which we find out 47 colonists have died, as has their captain. He has taken over as captain,
okay. And
he is obviously a very nervous man. He has not yet given us the brilliant expositional scene that's coming up soon, when he basically just says, here are the themes coming up through the course of this film.
So you know you mentioned Blade Runner earlier on,
I did, and the
nail.
There's a second reference to Blade Runner in the film,
okay. Which
Martin's not going to name, but you're going to tell me if you get it.
Right, I will get it. But is there like a fan theory then saying that this is in the same universe?
Almost certainly.
You've not seen Blade Runner, have you?
I've seen
Blade Runner 2049.
I fell asleep in Blade Runner, and then I've seen the sequel. Yeah.
You fell asleep during Blade Runner.
It's very soporific. That film.
No, it's not. It's a great film.
No, it's not.
Best film of last
it's
year.
Kind of dark.
Did you stay awake during Blade Runner 2049?
Yeah, but
you're
didn't.
You're such a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, you didn't.
But how can you stay awake through that? Which is
it's weird, isn't it? That was very soporific.
To be fair, I fell asleep during Independence Day at the cinema, but I'd be working an early shift.
I fell asleep on Ghostbusters.
That's right, if you're after one.
Have you fallen asleep in any films?
Mostly children's films, and I've taken my kids to see something. I've fallen asleep through a lot of bad animated films.
Yeah, I tend to sort of just like take a nap as part of it, yeah.
So they're very, very.
I think the second time I saw Return of the I saw The Last Jedi, I had a wee nap as well.
Did you? Yeah.
They're very obviously flagging up.
Aye.
The lorry and
trains,
Do you still like The Last Jedi?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Do you like
that? I love it a lot.
But it's long enough.
Very, very good.
There's a section where you can have a wee nap.
Is that the
casino section? Yeah.
Casino section. Don't need that.
But it's immense, and the opening scenes, the opening sequence is incredible.
Yeah.
The bombs.
Yes, it's good. Yeah.
Really, really good.
It's good.
Although, how do they open the doors and people don't die?
What?
The doors open when that wee Chinese lassie's cutting a bit. The bomb door is open to space.
Maybe they have special,
special
atmosphere. I
hope so.
Mm. Well, but they have the
open ones
on
the
open
star.
The force fields.
So they must have that. Maybe.
I tell you what, that would be like walking out on one of those glass bridges. You know, you'd walk in as a stormtrooper first day in the job.
Whoa.
You'd walk in, oh, I don't like that. Bomber.
Bomber, don't like that.
Bomber don't like the empty space now.
Bomber don't like empty space.
Bomber don't like the crushing emptiness of eternal space.
Bomber don't like the endless vacuum of space now.
Right, so they're rabbiting on
about one of those guys kicking about. Remember when they have the fight with this sort of guard around Snoke?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got the whip hand now.
Big red bomber got the whip hand now.
Yeah, it would be good.
So they're having a whole blather here about going and building a log cabin, a wooden cabin.
Yes.
But that was her plan that they were going to go and do.
Yeah.
But now they've found, what is it, the notification there? They found one. They've not got enough nails. They've not brought enough. They're not
one nail short.
So they've not brought enough of Batty's nails.
So the lady who...
Batty's ironmongers. They only had one.
That's the
juice of
no hospital for the children.
They should have
gone
to B&Q and got B&Q's version of that no more nails. It's called grips like fuck.
So the lady who is married to James Franco,
she's
right,
just going
to
get over it.
No, but are we meant to sympathise for her? Because I just kind of think that from the little video, you know, when he's rock
playing,
I just think, well, you're just
like getting ready a giant tolly in deep space.
You just think, well, you're just hateful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like everything. And
you better get
whole
your ass
about,
up, you man. Yeah. I'm on the mountain, dude.
He's kind of like these adrenaline junkie people. I mean, that's not a sympathetic character.
No, it's not
a
sympathetic character.
The guy should have fallen behind him. Like, have you ever seen any of those films where people fall off buildings and things, like videos on YouTube and things?
Mm. Is that called 9/11? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's...
What are you talking
it's
about?
Like bus change. There's people that climb up on the top of buildings and hang off them.
Oh, I hate those.
There's now
like
a sub
terrifying.
Like when it goes wrong, someone just goes, ah! And just falls off people.
That'd be quite good. I hate those cunts.
I need to tell you, I probably won't tell you the specific.
Freaking everybody
out. So someone said, have you seen that? And she said, no, I want to sleep tonight. Can you watch someone doing that?
Unless you're planning to actually try and climb up a building.
We just missed a line there. She says, when we get to this place where we're all going to live, these people won't be your crew, they'll be your neighbours.
Yeah, that's
I was right,
that,
Helen Daniels.
But also, can I just put out that we just actually...
We did just miss
the obnoxious scene when he says, you know, they don't want to trust me because they don't believe a man of faith can make rational decisions.
Oh, yes.
That's like,
yes.
Subtext.
So they don't trust you to be in charge of the ship, but they entrust you to be second in charge.
Apparently so.
Mm.
And if the captain dies, you'll be in charge.
Considering what a cunt the captain is.
Which
there's a character called Anchor.
Can I
one consonant short? Sure. Do you think it's Helen Daniels post or pre
stroke?
Yeah.
That was terrifying. That was the most terrifying moment in soap.
It was a bit like remember when they brought Grandma Walton back?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Because she had a stroke. The actress had a stroke.
Yeah.
And Will Greer had already died, so the Grandpa Walton was dead. You know, he was out of it, and they brought the Gran back, and she was like really badly affected by the stroke. And they'd say like, "Oh my God, did anybody want mashed potato? Gran wants some mashed potato."
Can I?
I mean, that's what she used to actually sit for.
Yeah. Can I just jump back? You know, you were talking about videos of people falling off buildings.
Yeah.
So someone, a friend of a friend, was rock climbing with a group of people, right? And one of their party fell to their death, right? Okay. And when he
was
falling,
still a party?
No, wait a second. As he was falling, he shouted what they think was "Bye then!" Like, right. Seriously.
Wow.
Right. Wow. It's probably not very likely, is it?
I don't want to talk about it.
I'm going to. Maybe it was. I'm going to die then.
But I think it's. But I think it's the incongruity of not realising that's what's happened to you. It's not a bad last
I
one,
hope
is
you're
it?
Not listening.
No.
Yeah. Well, he's not.
Well, not.
He's not.
Do you know what else annoys me about
spread
this?
Over
see this
three
guy here, Tennessee.
Scotland.
See this guy, Tennessee.
Yeah.
He's apparently the pilot, but he's the one that gets sent out to sort of hammer that thing into place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have this fucking
he's
bad
maybe
shit
the,
bit.
He's maybe the odd job guy.
Yeah, but he's also the pilot. That
yeah,
can be.
He's also a country whistle, sir.
It's like that bit in Sunshine, the terrible film, when they say, no, you have to go into the other, because we need you. You're the only one that knows how to arm the bomb.
Yeah.
You go, well, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
The entire world is based, its survival is based upon you doing this mission right, and you've sent one person.
Yeah.
Because what if he slipped in the shower the first week, banged his head and died?
What if he went for a shag in the shower and got
and
didn't
hear
the alarm?
Didn't hear the alarm,
got fucked by Mark Strong, apparently.
So what are they doing here? They're
trying to work out what was happening.
What was going on in his fucking
what
head?
What was
there?
That they're saying?
What
was that
the,
shit?
What most people ask when they meet you, Martin?
Is that
what's going on in his fucking head?
And they're having to do that
who's
whole thing
guy?
Where you plug in the USB cable
what,
and it does, it won't go in, then you've got to turn it the other way around and then you turn it round the right way and it was the right way in the first place.
Do you know the thing I do with that? It's like I have with my phone and you're trying to plug it in, right? And he goes, that's the wrong way around. So you turn them both around?
Smart.
That's and the then, of course, when you go to eject.
Your life is just one sub-bar variety sketch.
That is.
So,
when you go to eject
just chuck
it,
I just throw it out the window.
See the first thing
the
you did that?
Yeah.
Did somebody say, turn round? And
you
turned
just turn round.
Does it ever explain why the signal is Country Road, Take Me Home?
Take Me Home, Country Road.
Which Tennessee singing it?
Yeah, but does it ever explain why that is the signal?
Tons.
No, it's her singing it. She's singing it as part of a wee message that repeats every
who?
46
oh,
seconds.
The
Rumi or Rapace
the,
or whatever her name is.
What do you call her? Mint Lady.
Yeah,
the first episode.
Naomi Rapacious.
But why is she doing that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that really the... I mean,
is there not something
to do
with
John... pedantic Finland, but why would she sing Country Road?
Is there not something happening?
Is that from fucking Finland or something?
Yeah,
that's true.
Would she not sing diddly dee diddly dee dee dee?
Listen, this is what I choose to believe.
There's the shitey screensavers on their Windows PCs.
Yeah,
everyone can have babies except me.
Right. No. Now here is a thing that I've got a massive problem with here, right? They come out
life
of hyperspace or whatever it is, they're travelling, they're 7 years away from the destination they're going to.
Miles away.
And they just so I mean space is a vast beyond belief.
It's quite
and
big.
They somehow find a habitable planet.
It's quite big. Yeah.
And then, at which point, the now stand-in guy, having made the point that they say that they can't have a man of faith doing rational decisions, he then decides to completely
disregard the mission,
mission and go and have a look at it.
He was right.
Yeah,
he doesn't make rational decisions.
Earlier on, there was a bit of chat about, you know, I don't fancy getting back into one of these tubes for another 7 years.
The tube I was married to is dead.
That is the mission they signed up for. At no point did the mission probably say 2 years into it you can wake up and have a think about whether you want to go there or go somewhere else.
So I'd like to point out, and you can tell me whether I'm right or not.
Well,
I'm sure you will.
Things that are
and are not like other alien films.
Uh-huh.
So first of all, unlike Alien, it's an immensely clean and tidy and brand new and fresh ship. Even yeah.
Seen
kind of
it's,
for a long time.
It's like EastEnders.
Right. Yeah.
In that respect, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's
starts
a washing
dirty,
machine. Yeah.
And then suddenly
now it's now everybody's.
Who did that? Yeah, who came and cleaned out Albert Square? Anyway, carry on.
The you know, stumbling across a planet, going down and have a look at it, it seems familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
but you're saying that because I've never really been clear on this. I didn't get a chance to see that. They didn't. They're not stopping here because they picked up that signal.
No.
That was just a mistake.
It was by sheer
that
chance.
That was just by chance. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that doesn't make any sense.
No.
And the having the helmet on the thing where they get the message. Well, that's just Prometheus.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Just wanted to clarify.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
just in case I thought it wasn't as shit as I thought it was.
No,
it's
even yeah,
shit.
So, Martin, have you been watching Star Trek Discovery?
I have, and it's really great.
Yeah, enjoying
yeah.
it?
Just, sorry, we've bored you.
Yeah, I'm just interested. I want to know, Martin. I haven't had a chance to talk to him
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, it's
sorry.
Very good. I'm really
yeah.
enjoying it. Yeah.
I want you to know.
And there's a recent episode that's very, very good.
Okay.
At the time of
recording I haven't seen yesterday's.
Yeah, that's really good.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll enjoy it.
We'll go for a single.
Very Star Trek.
We'll be going to get a single now.
Yeah,
that's okay. Nip out.
Are you not watching? You haven't been watching it, then?
I'm watching.
Oh no, here they're saying about no one wants to get back
that.
In the pods.
What's
but
that?
He's just said no one wants to get back in the pods. That's why they're having this argument.
But that is their job. That's what they signed up to do. That's like, you know, getting like a really big job and then like I'm a year later saying I don't want to do this anymore. I'll do something else instead.
That sounds strange.
But actually, at the same
yeah,
time,
I mean,
but actually, at the same time, saying well, actually, what it would be like would be saying like I am one person who works in this factory,
uh-huh.
and I've been here
or
for
hospital.
A year. No, I work in a factory, and there's 2,001 people working in this factory.
Uh-huh.
I don't like this anymore, so I'm going to leave, and everybody else is leaving with me, whether
yeah.
they like it or not.
Yeah, it's mental.
Because none of they're not giving anybody else. They're
yeah.
all fucking colonists.
No, it's just
an
the two of them, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. There's 2,000 colonists.
There's 2,000
yeah.
fuckers
yeah.
on this boat,
yeah.
and they're all
yeah.
going to wake up and go, "Oh, so
yeah,
there.
They're on Origami yeah. Planet. Can't
yeah.
wait.
Yeah.
Where's all the paper?
The fuck
up. They turn up there.
I was looking forward to graph paper and making me fucking
and that
bad
start
of
that looks like an Eagle Lander from
it does.
Space
it's
Space
Station.
Yeah,
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 but not as
cool
because
yeah.
it doesn't have wee bouncy legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Now, there's a few things here. See if those planets were that close to
boom.
It would rip it apart gravity-wise.
Okay.
That's one thing, and
yeah.
also you'd see it from the ground as well, which you don't
yeah.
once they get down there.
Okay,
yeah.
good.
Secondly,
maybe they're looking the other way.
Secondly, look at the clouds as they go near it. Clouds
okay.
do not sit out of an atmosphere like that. You either are in the atmosphere of the planet, and I checked this out with my friend
yeah.
who is a doctor of astrophysics.
Did you
call
him
and
up?
I sent him the photo, and I said, look at this picture. It was
is
that
this
shot
doable?
There, and he said, no.
No.
Is that a viable cloud?
That the thing that I'm looking at now.
Unless
they are,
I'm
with you.
Mountains of candy floss.
Apparently.
Here's
yeah.
the thing I'm curious about, right? Michael Fassbender's character is an AI, right?
Yes.
That's the,
yeah.
the you know, he's an android,
yeah.
he's super intelligent,
yeah,
he can mimic
real.
Humans and all
yes.
that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But the computer on board the spaceship can't. I mean, at what point did is I take it the technology behind his creation is proprietary?
Yeah, but it's all made
so.
By Whalen.
Yeah. So why would you not put the AI software
like,
and the
computer?
Oh,
into the ship?
This
yeah.
is just,
that's actually, so, Martin,
do you
yeah,
think
that's
yeah.
quite... That's quite a
good
point.
It's just
a
cunt to me there. Getting all those
mother... This is the dropship, but not as
yeah.
good.
Are you...
Can you make your lights
actually,
dim?
Martin?
A different... Can you make your lights dim?
It's time
you're
the
off.
Other one. You're the
there,
fingering one.
There we go.
You actually, are you actually Benny?
I'm the glove.
That looks like it's made of Lego, doesn't
it?
It
does, yeah. It's
yeah.
good there.
Well, there are some very, very shonky
special
effect shots in this, and that's
great.
One of them.
This was one of the big criticisms of this, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I've just made it.
No, and whenever Prometheus came out, because one thing about...
He just called her sweet tits.
Really?
Yeah. Fucking hell, alien misogyny.
Post-irony.
Yeah.
Was the... Prometheus is a beautiful looking film.
It is,
you know,
yeah.
it's the best looking
yeah.
film
yeah.
ever made.
Yeah,
and
inspired.
Yeah, they don't replicate that in this with probably
this
more
is the,
money.
Coming
yeah.
up here is actually the only sequence that's quite nice as it comes into land on the planet. But then I've got a problem. I've got a question
there,
for you.
What's that about? That reminds me of that one in the Viz that says, you know, if you're out,
the Viz.
It was a
hang on.
The Viz.
Just saying,
someone,
you just said
it was just when I saw
him
and he pointed it out.
Yeah,
you know,
I get that. You
that,
said
that
the Viz.
Stupid hat that he's got on.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of, you know, flaps down the side. And what was it they said? That if you don't have one of those hats, what to do is get a motorbike helmet and two sanitary towels and put them at either side and you'll look like Deputy Dog.
I like to think that actually it's like a comedy sketch where the person behind them just pulls down a sheet and then wipes their hands.
Here we go. Amazingly, it's quite
rainy.
A tricky landing.
Yeah.
That's never happened in any of the Alien films before. Mm.
So did Prometheus do really well at the box office?
Yeah.
Is that
pretty
how
well,
this
yeah,
one
yeah,
got?
Yeah, it did pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay. But hasn't he said he's not doing another one or something?
No, like now they're saying
well,
they're going to make another one apparently.
They keep
changing it week by week.
As they go along.
That's what it was like driving to work. So see this shot here?
Uh-huh.
This is actually quite lovely.
Yeah, it's a beautiful shot.
Now this sequence here with it coming, with it coming like that, I quite like that.
Yeah.
But here's the question I have.
Yeah, we all raised this question after this in the cinema, didn't we? That,
I
know what you're going to ask.
Well, there's two things. One, about the landing.
Yeah.
One, why do they land on the water?
Mm.
And two, why do they land 8 kilometres
yeah.
away from the signal?
Yeah. But that happens in that happens in a lot of films.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Look, that's
like,
nice. Look at that.
We're going to land.
That does look very boring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We found something. So what we'll do is we'll land quite a distance away from it, so we've all got to walk to it.
On the most unstable surface.
Despite the ship that we have that can go anywhere.
Yeah.
Do it.
But for some reason, it seems as if they have to land on water.
I'm putting it in amphib mode.
Rocky, yeah.
Is this like some kind of, I mean, that's terrible.
That's
special effects.
Good special,
you know, think,
special effects.
Do you ever think that's a bit of Interstellar influence there? That sort of shot screaming around.
Yeah,
it's similar.
Yeah.
It worked there. Yeah, it was better than Interstellar.
And Interstellar's would have been a practical effect.
Aye.
Yeah. So they land on the water, the most unstable surface on a planet that they've never been on.
Mm. They don't.
And
what I love is the fact they don't know what's under the water.
No.
Yeah.
They have a fucking gobbling.
Oh, could be a big sign that said explosives.
It could be that.
That's going to come in handy.
Octopus thing Kong Skull Island,
exactly,
which
yeah.
is a much better film
yeah,
than this.
Yeah, I like they've got guns for a change.
So here we go. They're wearing their deputy
Jedward.
Dog hats.
It's a cat. It's a called Jedward.
They're about to go out onto a completely alien landscape.
Let's just go for a walk.
And not one of them's wearing
a
gas mask.
No, listen what he says to her here as he's leaving. Let's go. Let's move.
Right,
okay, that's
move.
Good news.
Yeah.
Cue mummering.
Yeah.
Now he gives an instruction.
What
would
be good if
he
stopped at the bottom? We went.
Air feels good. Well, that's all right then.
Oh, that's all right.
I don't know, there's a guy called Rosenthal on this. Like Jim Rosenthal that used to commentate
like
on that TV show.
Seriously.
Like
security, shush.
Sorry.
Security protocols in place. Keep those doors locked and sealed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She says, will do.
Y'all have fun.
Watch the coming scenes.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you.
There you are, sir.
Well, obviously we will. But she doesn't do that. It's open the entire time.
Mm.
Now, here we go again. AI, right? So they've managed to completely miniaturise a supercomputer, put it into Michael Fassbender's head, but they're all walking about with GoPros on their shoulders. You know,
what does that mean?
Well, you know, they can't miniaturise a camera and put it onto like a
buttonhole,
which you can do
no,
now.
There's
right,
no consistency in the technology.
Uh-huh.
So they should have ORAC with them, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He was quite a size, though. He took a bit of carton about. He
he's basically an aquarium full of car parts.
Yeah. I love what he says here.
Tower.
The guy says the guy says
oh no, the Dark Tower.
The boy here
really
comes
bad
out
bad
with,
no, I mean
no,
the Dark Tower
and the Five Doctors.
Ah, right. Sorry,
what
were you
going
to say?
See, look, he's like, this is going to be great. We'll all sit here. And he's like, say, I told you, I fucking told you.
Yeah,
the Civic Complex.
We've got to build the community centre. There's a paper shop, we'll be down there.
But what I don't understand is why nobody says, you know, like how you don't just buy the first pair of trousers.
No, absolutely,
you see?
Yeah.
There's a fucking planet here.
Yeah.
See
how
this is all quite damp.
The first pair of trousers.
You know, this is quite damp and there's a lot of grass and all that.
Oh.
You know, a little distance away.
Space wheat.
Space
wheat.
Yeah,
he says,
space wheat.
Believe me,
I
know wheat. I have seen a packet of Weetabix. They've got a drawing of it on the cover.
But you know, think it'd be like after 30 years.
I think
like
that's
they, build, they build all the community centre and the houses and all this sort of thing. They struggle against the environment and they think, and now we've got to go back to the ship for something, and they're flying like 10 miles away.
Yes.
There's like a fucking
jacuzzi.
It's all there. It's like a shopping mall and all that.
Yeah.
Right, so your man knows
Johnny
wheat.
Rock and Roll.
Why do we need to know? Why is it important?
City.
Why is it important that he knows wheat?
Because it would have to be cultivated.
Is it on his CV?
Excuse me.
The wheat would have to be cultivated.
Security
skills,
protocol.
Knows wheat.
Look at that.
Yeah, okay, go on. Yeah, you're right.
Hey. Even a fucking idiot like you can get into that ship.
There's Johnny Five walking back there.
Right. Even a half like
you see him cutting about in the background.
Johnny Five still fucking alive.
Still around. What was I going to say? Right, so your man, I know
wheat.
He reminds me of the guy that was in Prometheus.
Well,
I love
rocks.
Rocks.
I love
just
rocks.
Love rocks.
Fucking love rocks. So geologist, and what would you call a guy that knows wheat? What would be his name? I don't know.
I don't
what would
know.
Be his job title?
Farmer.
Cropologist?
Yeah, cropologist. Farmer. They're definitely called a cropologist.
Baker, farmer, I don't know. Anybody who's seen a film.
What's in aisle 14 and Greg? Yeah. Not Greg's, Tesco.
What fucking size are Greg's?
Super Greg's on this planet.
Yes, this has happened.
It's 5 miles along the road.
Is that what this whole expedition is?
If they just find
space Greg. The galaxy's biggest Greg's.
They've got to call the planet five in.
Do you think those?
And he's just at the oven. No.
If they made,
can we heat this planet up?
Sorry, sweetheart.
You're not allowed. Put it in the microwave when you get home.
If they made it like a giant chicken bake, like the heat you'd get off that, that'd keep them going for years, wouldn't it? Because those are hot mothers.
A molten core.
I'm not sure the pastry would hold long enough.
Imagine it though. They build all their shit there, and there's a giant Greg's 5 minutes up the road.
Or even better, a city bakery.
You think the first wheelie would run past, like holding a Belgian bun? It's like, who's he just been?
There's a name in the rocks.
Yes.
His name has been scarred. Yeah. Henry Healy.
It's like an alien running. Why is he running at 40 miles an hour? Because it's nearly 11 o'clock, and he won't get the roll in the coffee for £2.
Exactly.
Trust me.
That's 11 o'clock. That's it done.
Trust me, I know yum-yums.
But the stuff's still all there. No, sorry, sweetheart. That's
you love that deal, don't you?
Oh, it's a great deal. Yeah.
Right, so what's going to happen here?
See,
I mean, they've got all these like 3D displays and holograms and all that. And yeah,
I mean,
but,
not, nice.
But that's not a very good hologram, is it?
No,
that's rubbish. Problem. It's like a rubbish hologram.
The coffee's not very nice.
No.
What's that you're talking about, Greg?
Yeah, the coffee's not great.
Have you and I got to go to London soon?
I don't know.
No, we could get that deal on the way.
Aye.
Nice that. Look at this.
In the morning.
This is the science we've got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a wee Tupperware bottle.
Carmen Joga there from BSB's Power Station.
And a wee Sharpie.
So, what is this woman's name?
Carmen Joga.
I don't think that is.
That is her name.
I don't think so.
She's from.
So he's off for a pitch.
She was a DJ.
Shirt.
Yep.
No, the power station was.
Oh, no, he's
Taylor,
away for
Roger
so
Taylor.
There's no vaping in the future.
Right.
No,
but it's also named
BSB. Oh, you've missed it because you were talking. Like him, you weren't paying attention.
Well, sorry, we were.
And now you've got the big black thing up your bum.
We're talking all the way through the commentary.
Right,
look what's
on.
Happened to you.
He stepped on a space jobby, isn't he? That's
yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's all going to go in his ear now.
No.
Look, sentient.
This is really, really dodgy.
Yeah, it's flocking as well. It's flocking.
It's flocking rubbish.
It's a flock of hyper-intelligent space spore.
There we go, right.
Say that five
ear.
Times quickly.
Remarkably clean ears as well, hasn't he?
Yeah,
no, most people have quite clean ears, Martin. It's just you that doesn't. You think it'd be a waxy build-up after a couple of years in space, though?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe that's what the wee white helmet
does. I don't mind that. That's
so there's a technical point that we were discussing earlier today. So normally, things that have spores have them. They puff them out, and they're carried on things so that the organism can move and spread properly.
Okay. Yeah.
If that relies on some sort of carrier, like a humanoid,
yes.
But everything on the planet is fucking dead because of the virus.
Yeah.
How does it get about?
Yeah.
They'd all be dead.
Is that the opposite of how viruses work?
Precisely.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, if...
I like how they just come across it there.
Yeah.
It appears to be some kind of vehicle. Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
And
what kind of vehicle looks like that?
So, Space Greg's.
Yeah.
I've never quite understood how it moves, but it's a good looking design.
Yeah, it's nice.
It looks like a big horseshoe or something like that. It doesn't look like it would be particularly aerodynamic.
So it could be a giant horse.
Well, it doesn't
is
have to be aerodynamic.
You know kind of an idiot?
Well, it's on a planet. It's got to get up
there.
You know
what kind
it?
Of an idiot would just come across that without noticing it all the way up the mountain? The same sort of idiot that wouldn't notice
a
mountain. A
giant skull on top
of
a mountain.
Face. Remember that?
There was a face in that mountain.
No.
I don't remember that at all. I think that's that, what do you call it? Pareidolia. Where you're seeing faces in things.
Pareidolia.
Yeah.
Lots of Panadol.
No, pareidolia. When you see faces in things, you know, like in a socket in a wall, and you think it's a wee pair of eyes.
Or like a skull.
Yeah. You'll see something show up here like that.
I saw that skull or something. You can see a face in it.
You can see a shoulders. 3 feet above a bobby. Oh, it's a face!
Oh, we're right up the hood.
Right, Angus up his nose now.
Yeah. His dickie
like,
dog's ears are really long, aren't they?
Yeah.
He's like, smells good, yeah.
So, Craig, what's good about this film?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No,
because it doesn't even have the benefit of Prometheus of looking good.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Well, that shot of them flying through, but it's night from Prometheus.
Yeah, there's nothing special to any of it.
Right. So
the rest of it looks pretty grim, really. I don't think it looks particularly interesting.
The thing
there's quite a lot of comedy value in it later on.
Yes. There is, yeah. Fingering, basically.
Yeah.
She runs about in a vest towards the end. You know how I feel about a woman in a vest? Especially a frightened one. That's always been a big thing.
Do you get that little hint of recognition?
Yeah.
How you go.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. Well,
somebody just called Jack Rosenthal and tell God.
Yeah, it's nice that.
That's fair enough.
They're giants. Look at them. Mm. Don't pull that.
And then name tags.
Dr. E. Shaw. Just left it there.
I've just had a coffee. I'm really, that's going to put me in the mind now.
For
a wee mint. A wee crispy
mint. Yeah. Is the general consensus from Aliens fans, should they exist, then, that these films are shit?
No,
this was
surprisingly reasonably well received.
But it's awful.
It didn't do spectacularly well at the box office, but people actually liked it.
It didn't do well at all.
I wonder what score I gave at the time.
So, this is them now discovering the ship that was in Prometheus that she got away on at the end with Michael Fassbender and a duffel bag.
Head in a bag, wearing down his nose, doing his thing.
But did she pack his legs and his torso and his arms and all that? Just his head. Head in a duffel bag.
That was already in the ship.
His body was in the ship.
Aye.
Right. Or was there not a bit whenever she grappling hooks it up at the end or something like that?
Yeah.
Ah, there's something along those lines, yeah.
So you've got to presume that there's like spare bodies there or something.
So she made off.
Because there's no suggestion.
So there she is, pressing all the, what do you call it, the Turok's tea cakes and all that.
With the whistle pop.
And the flute.
Wow, so Aliens Covenant is the second worst film I've seen at the cinema in 3 years.
What's the worst one?
Well, there you go. What was the worst?
What's the worst
one? You've not seen it yet?
The Conjuring 2.
Oh, come
on. What was the third? Conjuring 2, really?
Seeing the hologram there. And the hologram there, her Turok's tea cakes look like they've gone off. They're all kind of moldy. Kind of green and moldy.
It's equal second worst with a film called Remainder, which I think you remember what that is. Does anybody know what
What's the best reviewed one?
The best, Prevenge?
That's a good
film.
Good film, yeah.
And then just underneath, or just above, rather, the aliens is Bully Rectory, which I gave 4 out of 10. But I didn't really enjoy that.
Film.
Shame. It's quite a flawed film.
It's a rubbish film.
It was a rubbish film. Nice ambition. I like it's good subject matter. Not a good film. Have you seen Bully Rectory?
No.
No, you don't want to see Bully Rectory. It's just this thing happened, and then another thing happened. And then a thing happened, and then another thing happened.
Alien rain pushing everything.
Thing happened.
Yeah.
And then nothing happened.
can we talk about what's happening in this now?
What is happening in this then?
Well, I don't know, because you keep talking about some pish film that nobody's heard of.
One man's been infected by the nightmare spores. So is this man as well.
Another one. Oh, there
is.
They get back to the ship very quickly, I notice.
Yeah.
Talk to me, look at me.
There's a guy called Mallet on this ship.
Hallett.
Seriously, or was it Hallet? I thought it was Mallet.
Timmy.
Let's get the fuck out of here, which is what I was thinking as we watched it.
Yes.
Yeah. There's actually a bit when someone says none of this makes any sense or something. Yeah, you shouldn't really say that in a film.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
So, Martin, what is good about this film?
Nothing. There is almost nothing good about it. It doesn't look good.
But almost suggests there's something.
It's badly
acted.
I mean, I'll keep going through the list of things that are not good about it.
But there's something you like about it.
There isn't. I don't think there's any at
all. You know, actually, I think, for me personally, is the worst thing about this, or the most disappointing thing. It is completely inconsequential.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't add anything. It doesn't add anything to the series. It doesn't leave you thinking anything. It just means nothing.
But at the end of it, they've infected all those embryos, haven't they?
Well, let's deal with that when we get to it.
But it doesn't mean anything.
Spoilers.
Because we know that fucking happens.
Now, the one thing, I'll concede there is one good thing about it.
Okay, here we go.
Michael Fassbender isn't that bad in it. And the fact that he plays two separate parts of effectively the same character,
I think
he does okay, you know. There is a wee bit of a dynamic there, but there is nothing else good about it.
People infected with an alien virus we know nothing about into the ship right now!
Yeah. Yeah.
Despite the fact that she was told to seal up the doors and not let in and out.
No, but it's like...
It makes
sense. We don't know why they've been infected. We don't know what's wrong with them. So we better get them inside right this
minute. I will put it to you, my furry friend, that you've actually got to one of the key problems with the film overall, which is that it's not just that someone does something stupid occasionally and you think, what? It's that for the entire film to move forward,
people have to do stupid things.
Yeah. And not just stupid things, but the stupidest thing imaginable.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have to act utterly without any intelligence or sense. Yeah,
that's true.
Now, we are supposed to believe these are people who have been selected for this very important colonial mission.
Mm-hmm.
And surely they'd be screened to be fairly intelligent.
Yeah.
And you can't say, well, that all films are that, because they don't behave stupidly in Alien.
No, exactly.
They're refinery workers.
Yeah.
But they know what to do.
Yeah,
they know
exactly.
their jobs.
And I would one of the problems with the trajectory of these films is that initially Alien was about the crew.
Yeah.
And now there's this absolute weird obsession with the monster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alien's not that
it's
important.
It's not the point.
Yeah.
Which is
all it's supposed to be is a big monster.
No, it could have worked. Yeah, that sort of thing about having people doing stupid things and the stupidest thing possible could have worked if the entire crew had been frozen.
Yeah,
and the ones that woke up were just some schmucks who were there. You know,
like
put the ovens in and the big giant space cranes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you'd be like, I don't know what to do. What's today? I still don't.
And also
I think actually, though, like a bunch of workies probably wouldn't make these stupid decisions.
No, that would actually be quite. I'm just thinking out of my head. That would actually be quite a nice idea for a film.
It would be better than
that. The folk woken up are like the fucking
just
kitchen
workers. Yeah, absolutely. And
they
just
and then they have to sort of rise. This is
like, what's going on?
Reasonably gory.
But this is a guy. His name is Ledward.
Yeah,
you should just call him.
Give him a fucking cuddle then.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But don't you think that
now let me the fuck out?
Oh, now let me out. Yeah.
She was covered in blood up on that go.
Of course, this is
this is one
of the things that bothered me. Oh,
that is awful.
Is that that's the bit? Remember they used for the trailer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of led you to think, oh, they've got back to a sort of monster in a confined space, and no, they don't.
No,
they really don't.
But to build on your point, then,
wait to see this.
Is this not the bit where she slides on shit?
Yeah. Now, when I showed this to, as we often talk about, my son.
Oh,
Ben,
there she goes. Oh, right over. Slid the dog job.
As soon as that happened, he started laughing his arse off.
Why did he laugh?
And he's at the falling over, because it happens twice.
Oh, that's shocking.
And apart from the fact that it does have the thing he truly hates, which is terrible CGI, he just started laughing at her continually falling over. Because it happens again when she goes in the room.
It's like Susan and the Five Doctor. Oh!
Yes.
But or still game when they go for those shoes. They get the shoes and they keep slipping on
Timpsons.
Them. Maybe that was what they were looking for, was a really good Timpsons in space.
But
that
this
no, but there would be one quite near. If it was like a shopping centre.
Oh, you would guarantee
so like if it was a
one.
Minor suburban shopping centre, there'd be a Timpsons quite near.
You'd be able to get keys cut as
well. Oh, that
Shoe World.
It's really bad.
Shoes
isn't it?
Look at that. That's dreadful.
I mean, that's like some kind of comedy character.
It's also not that big. I mean, you just.
Yeah.
Get it
you grab it by its neck. That's
like
what you do to geese.
Oh, it's getting
it's
bigger.
It's
getting bigger.
It wouldn't be such a one-sided fight, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Why? I know. Why is it getting bigger? Where is
now
the
watch.
Mask
coming
from?
Slip.
Slip a dog jobby.
So you've had twice a slip.
But I don't like any film which relies on the characters being reckless in this environment, because that's essentially your point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that they're in a dangerous environment and they decide they're going to be reckless for no good reason.
Oh, that's
really bad, isn't it?
See, again,
that's like something out of an asylum film.
It actually looks even worse on the home screen than it did at the cinema.
Now, here's the thing, right? One of the things in Alien and Aliens was that, you know, for quite a lot of the time, and it was partly to do with practical effects, the creature was shrouded in darkness a lot. When you saw it, you saw glimpses and bits and, you know,
well, that's
bits
because at least the first one is a horror film.
Yeah.
But this, you're just seeing it all the time. There is no mystery to this. It's just like...
There's no dread or threat.
Meanwhile, she's blown the fuck out of the ship.
Yeah, she blows the entire ship.
They're relied on to get home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How's that work then?
Here's an idea, since all the doors are open. Let it run away and then get the crew back and fuck off.
Never go again. Get back to the
never
main ship.
Never go back.
Pretend you never went there.
Never. Let's just never mention this again.
So when Captain General Spacing Sun turns up and says,
what
about that stop? You go,
we thought it was a space.
Yeah, well, hang on a minute. Davey, 40, Did we stop at a planet on the way?
I don't remember.
No.
We don't do that, sir.
Hang on a minute, I was going to park the forklift.
You say, General, listen, how stupid would that be?
Come on, General, eh?
All right, fair enough.
Now, here's another thing. Ridley Scott's got a bad habit of doing this in films, where he's got lots of people, apart from
there's another one spewing over, and they're all just fucking let me hold you, get you a wee cuddle while you spew your guts over me.
While you spew a giant smoked sausage.
In the fucking toilets and Furies.
Nobody just kills it now. Why? They're just standing there going, oh, that.
So what were you going to say about Ridley Scott?
Yeah, this... you can barely identify people in this scene.
Yeah, that's true.
You can barely identify them. They're all wearing the same deputy dog hat.
And he
did this in Black Hawk Down, didn't he? They eventually had to write the names of everyone on the helmet.
Well, not eventually. It was like that all the way through the film.
Yeah, but whenever they were filming it, they realised that they couldn't identify people, so they started writing the names on them.
Put little post-its on their forehead. Somebody who's like Shrek.
Tennessee.
Cochrane on his back.
Reckless. Yes, Mr. Reckless. He's kind of cowboyish.
I've never heard of that.
That's all right.
He's like a Poundland.
Danny McBride. He was in Land of the Lost. He's a comedy actor. Mm. He's in all
he's
those shite Adam Sandler films. Mm. But there is something that he's actually quite good in, which I can't remember.
A queue? quite a tidy, ordered queuing person.
He's the best person in it, actually.
Yeah,
but quite some distance. Senor Bob.
Are you gonna say? Are you gonna tell me what you want? Nail the fucking door shut.
You don't know what we're talking about, do you, Jack? He plays a character called Senor Bob in The Hateful Eight. I'm just telling you, he's a character in The Hateful Eight.
I think this scene is supposed to be like sort of.
Was that his hand getting bitten off?
That was Mikey Fassbender's hand. Oh, no, it's bitten my hand off.
And then you've got to get that androidy milky blood coming out of him.
Yeah, condensed milk everywhere. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, as we said before in Prometheus, at the very least, they can make some caramel sherbet.
That's true.
Is it so that you can distinguish him from the
other
one?
What the fuck was that?
Is that why he gets his hand bitten off at this point?
Well, presumably it's some kind of a feeble... You know,
so that you know which one's which?
Yeah.
I'm going to get you!
Oh, he's fair getting tore in there.
Now, if only, you know what they must be thinking of just now?
It's like
if only we had some sort of mode of transportation that could get us off this planet.
But they don't anymore, though.
Oh, here he comes, yeah.
Here's another guy.
Christ.
Here he comes straight out of the Assassin's Creed film.
They're always kind of. I hadn't really quite noticed when we watched it the first time. Really ham-fisted sort of religious.
Oh, it's terrible!
Imagery that's going on here.
Also, this is exactly the same plot as Predators.
Yeah.
Larry Fishburne turning out in the darkness, boom, takes them to a ship, turns out to be a wee bit cuckoo, all that sort of stuff.
Predators is a much better film. Than
Predators
this.
A great film.
Yeah. Probably go as far as great, but it is a good film.
It's basically the original, but
apart from anything else,
it's got
Walton Goggins in it, who's fucking fantastic.
I can do an impression of the Predator.
Is Predators the one with Adrian Brody?
It's the one where it begins with them all falling from the sky, which is really great.
But does it have Adrian Brody in it?
Adrian, who had that as his ringtone? Did you know this? He actually had that tune.
Oh, did he?
Adrian Brody had that.
Where
is it coming from?
It was just an internet song.
But it doesn't say that, does it? It just says there.
No, it says at one point, then it goes Adrian Brody.
Oh, here you go. Here's your dead folk that you see.
There's
your
bodies. There's the bodies.
You see, there's none. There are some. Hunters of them.
I remember that, but.
Hunters and hunters and hunters.
So they are still there.
They are still there, right.
Or maybe they're statues.
But again, as we'll find out later when. What's a statue?
It's a statue.
Later on,
there's a theatre in Cobridge.
As you'll see, when they drop, when we find out that he in fact drops the pathogen, as they call it, onto them, what would be the point of that if it's a biological virus or whatever you want to call it, to fall into something, to kill them, and then to have nothing to live off thereafter? That's not how viruses work.
How do viruses work, Craig?
Well, they live by living off a host and moving and being moved on.
Consuming all of the natural resources and moving on to the next one.
I don't think they do that when you get a flu. Do all your natural resources get consumed?
I think they have.
No, but I think one that wipes out life, you know,
would be pointless.
On a planet, yeah.
Big
except, of course, that the planet is absolutely teeming with life.
Giant heat.
There's other things about the ecosystem of this world. There doesn't appear to be any other life apart from the giant big heat guys.
Yeah.
And they all seem to live in the one place.
It's a planet with one civilization
and nothing else anywhere else, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, there's not like a holiday.
Even Denmark has a second city, Argos. Yeah.
Right, I've got a question to ask you.
Uh-huh.
So this is Hoodie Fassbender, what will we call him?
Yeah.
Deputy Dog Fassbender and Hoodie Fassbender. And not one of these guys have said to each other, you look really like the guy this way.
Yeah, they don't say it.
Except you've got a weird accent.
Yeah.
Because he speaks very Britishy politely, and the other guy's got an American accent.
That's right, yeah.
So he's David.
Yes.
But maybe they're used to seeing thousands
David
of them.
And what?
Maybe they see them all the time.
I think that's the point, isn't it? That they're used to seeing lots of
them.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Elizabeth died in the crash. Archer died in the crash.
Yeah.
Let's have no questions as to what happened.
But why then is it a big reveal then for you to take us?
He looks like your man from Shameless, though, doesn't he? Don't you think?
Mm, he does a bit.
David Threlfall.
With the virus. To infect all non-botanical life forms, all the animals, the meat, if you will.
So there should be like wee badger aliens somewhere.
Yeah, either kill them outright. Or use them as incubators to spawn a hybrid frog.
But that would kill them, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So why would it? And
where are all the rest?
Who does it decide who to kill and who not to?
Oh no! See, when I said the bodies, I don't mean the bodies of the inhabitants. I mean the bodies of all the dead aliens, like xenomorphs.
Oh.
Because
right.
If they infected all the people,
but it doesn't.
Work,
it just kills them all.
No, but the people who have just been infected, the fucking aliens burst out them.
Yeah, but that's not what happens to the.
What? But how did you know
that? See what happens because you see it later on. There's a scene where you see them dropping all the stuff on them, and it just kills them.
So why does it not do that just to them?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if for some people clearly it causes wee monsters to burst out.
Yeah, but
it
doesn't. When you see it, when we see the scene coming up later,
I realise
that. Yeah, they've just completely ignored that.
But it does it to all forms of non-botanical life, which means there's wee fucking vole aliens and badger aliens somewhere. So where are they
not,
all?
Though. This is the point. I think we're actually coming at the same thing,
aliens.
Which is it makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
Well, that is the
first like,
of what
it's
we're
like
saying.
It's like they wrote up this is what it does, but then forgot that would have to happen to the people on the planet then.
Yeah, there's whole flaws in the logic there, isn't there?
So he just says there, it either kills you, or a wee alien comes out of you.
Yeah,
right.
How does it make that
well,
decision?
Right. Die,
so let's just say 20% of all of the non-botanical life had wee aliens bursting out of them.
Mm-hmm.
So where are they all?
Exactly.
Or maybe
they just
so
seem to forget to sort
really
or are they
small,
in Alienopolis on the other side of
possibly,
the planet?
Yeah.
Building big like alien Gregs,
yeah.
Aliens
and having alien tips.
Alien
you know how the rough theory is.
Bridge of alien.
You know how the rough theory is. Bridge of alien. The rough theory is that the alien comes out representing the creature that it the creature that it inhabits.
And then the ones who want the Gregs have to go to Bridge of Alien.
Hey. And then you've got.
Right, so you've got these aliens, right?
Uh-huh,
they come out of the they roughly look like the creature that they have been incubated in.
Right.
So like an Alien 3, it's like a kind of dog because it comes out a dog.
Right. Okay.
And then what are those things meant to look like? That thing had like arms and legs and extra arms and legs.
Have they come out of something that's badly CGI'd? Is that what it is?
But this is interesting as well.
What would happen if it came out of a jockey? Would it be like a wee a tiny version?
What, riding another one? So you'd have to get like the jockey ones, and then they would have to find horse ones.
Yeah.
And then they could have the races at Bridge of Aliens.
Well, that's what I thought, because the first one was called the Space Jockey. So if it came out, would it look like
it
a wee jockey?
Space jockey,
you know?
You're quite right.
Yeah, but it wasn't called that in the film. That's a name that was given to him.
Later,
why
was
he called the Space Jockey?
I never understood that.
Mm-hmm. Is it because they knew that they were going to have? Is it because they knew they were going to have Carmen Ejogo in this film,
okay.
Who was a DJ on the power station on BSB?
What? What's a VJ?
Video jockey.
You're a twat. You're
a presenter.
Wow. You're a cunt. You really are.
You just.
Oh yeah, and they keep on playing the man who brought the bank of Monte Carlo. Yeah. Why?
Don't know.
What are you doing?
No. He's a funny dude.
Martin.
He's a. Oh, he's cutting.
Well, now he's cutting his hair.
Yeah.
Just stop there.
Yeah.
I think you should go for a sort of flock of
Yeah, but look how well he cuts his hair with this big pair of fucking pruning shears.
Yeah.
He's good.
Watch this.
And a hubcap. This is a significant scene.
Yeah.
So you think this is good acting, Martin?
Well, I think his whole interaction with the other character and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
with the fingering and all that.
Yes,
I think, I mean, Fassbender is a good actor.
Is he? What's he good in?
See, I think people just say that.
He's
about
good in.
He's thinking what?
In Glorious Bastards.
No, he's not.
No,
he's in it for about 10 minutes.
No, he's no good.
That's the scene in the basement lasts for about 45
yeah,
minutes.
No, it doesn't.
No,
it really doesn't.
It does.
It
yeah.
doesn't, Martin.
No,
but also, it lasts about 15 minutes. But also, he's not the thing that you come away with that scene thinking
no.
oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm just getting my electronic drum.
Oh, here we go. Hang on.
I think you'll find that the basement scene lasts a lot longer than you remember.
Well, that's obviously the significant.
Here we go.
Point.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we are. Is this the fingering scene?
Yeah. The fingering's about to begin.
Yeah.
This did create havoc.
People
oh,
laughing.
All laughing.
People
in the cinema.
Yeah.
But I do feel that by this stage, people realised the film was a dog.
Mm.
So how far into
yeah,
the film?
Yeah. Go. Look.
Hold it like so.
This is the point where I just think, okay.
Put your lips together.
Wait, what
did
you just watch?
This is a shit. This is not gonna get any better. I think it's this. Blown to the whole gently.
People were already
yeah.
laughing.
Yeah.
So people are already
yeah.
laughing.
It's already bad.
Point.
It's already
the point at which there's the point of no return.
It's already a problem.
Surely they noticed this when they were test screening.
Here we go.
Yeah. And he hands him it.
I'll do the fingering.
Come on.
He's like, oh, you've been here on your own
Fancy.
For a while.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
a line we've
last,
used.
Last time I said that at work, it got me into trouble.
In space, no one your finger.
Yeah.
Who can honestly say if if confronted with an exact copy of yourself, you wouldn't want to do some fingering.
I don't know. No,
I think you would.
Knowing the nick that they're in.
That's some nice fingering. Yeah.
Now, the thing is, they must think, the people making this must have thought this would mean something to
yes,
people.
Yeah.
Gentle pressure on the holes.
What?
The weight of a cigarette
the weight of a,
paper.
The weight of a fag paper. But well, there's a reference everybody will get.
Yeah.
A boy here.
In the future.
Yes.
But you know, later on, do you remember what tune he's playing when we see him playing later on?
I don't know.
He's actually playing
Jingle
the
Bells?
Tune. No, he is, I kid you not, playing the tune to Prometheus.
Oh, so
he
is,
yeah,
that's
right.
That's
yeah.
right,
yeah.
So you think,
yeah.
oh, you've seen Prometheus then?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, he was in it.
Yeah.
What are we meant to take away from this scene?
I don't know.
No,
that's what I mean. I think somebody's thought this was dead clever, and this is the you know the sort of it's all in here.
But is it meant to be slightly sexual or not?
I don't know.
Right.
I want to say you keep asking me.
Well,
that it never occurred to me that it was supposed
is he,
to be
but
sexual.
Is he meant to be seducing him a bit?
I don't know.
No, I think they're supposed to be. I think this is the bit where he's trying to demonstrate that he shouldn't be bothered with all of them.
Right.
You know, they should stick together.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Through right. fingering his holes.
Yeah. Well, that would bring you along. That would
oh,
carry
yeah.
you with it.
Also, there's a kind of strange thing going on here that David is the older model, hasn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
And he's a newer model,
that's
but
right.
he doesn't know how to play the flute.
It's a recorder.
But he just says you're not allowed to create.
It's a space recorder.
He says you're not allowed. This is actually the kind of point of it, you are not allowed to create because my lot were, and we went to you were too human,
right.
too idiosyncratic. He's telling
yeah.
us, thinking for yourself. So that's supposed to be the point of the scene,
right? Okay.
But instead of kind of showing that through plot, they decide to have him just sit down and
sit
talk
down
about
it.
So is this just like in Red Dwarf when Lister gets Crichton to say to Rimmer, "Schmeek"? That's kind of it, isn't it?
It's similar.
He'd
break his programming.
Does that mean that
that's kind of what it is?
Does that mean
that
we
that's how you break someone's programming by fingering them?
I don't remember having
or
seen
showing
her in
them
the film
the
until now.
Her there?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
no,
I tend to remember women.
Is that her that was? That's not her that was under fixing the ship.
Split up,
was it?
No, that she's dead now.
Oh, of course, sure she is.
Now, you've just been attacked by a really, really vicious wee alien. Your ship's been blown up. You've lost about, what, 3 or 4 members of your crew.
Well, I mean,
what's the first
no
thing
idea
you do here? Split up?
Yeah, just going
to...
Yeah.
Just you wander off on your
saunter
own somewhere,
yeah,
you know?
You'll be fine. What could possibly go wrong? Yeah. Also, I like the fact that they're in the big ship saying, well, there's no way they can get back now because that was the only ship we had. Did you really put everyone down
right
in one ship and have no means of getting them back up?
Yeah, I was just thinking that myself. Yeah. Or have no... Yeah. Have no
backup
plan so that they could come and get
yeah
you. Now the other thing that
so that other 2,000 people will just
they're just going round and round.
Just be dead then.
But the other thing is, so he's doing a. I just thought this was going to be a new home. The fact that they're what is it 7 years away? He's not going to sit and read the paper for 7 years.
No.
He just goes to sleep and the next minute he wakes up.
Yeah,
it's not that big a deal.
Yeah. And as I say, you kind of signed the dotted line.
Yeah.
You took the money in the badge pal. And for 7 or 10 years or whatever, you've got no worries about spending money.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all money in the bank.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, even at shit interest rates these days.
My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. That's almost like Ridley Scott's motto now, isn't it? Look on my watchy mighty and despair.
But it's like all the stuff that he learned off fucking 6 years at school before he went to art college.
Yeah,
get that in. I remember that. Get that in. I remember this poem. It's
really it was
good
in Watchmen.
So here we go. Here's the flashback.
Oh, yeah. Here we are, yeah.
To Big Scorpion.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's the other that's thing right that occurred to me is that they've designed a ship that can't land.
Yeah.
It needs another big giant ship to attach to it.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Really?
Yeah.
This is the bit that I think, Jack, is supposed to be awe-inspiring.
Yeah, it doesn't work, does it?
Right, so this is a flashback.
No. Yeah, the scale doesn't...
To King Fassbender.
Doesn't really work.
He's arrived. He's arriving with these pals.
He's put his head back on. Absolutely no sign that it's been
she
ripped
did that
off
for
at
him
any
look,
point.
Now he drops this on them.
Yeah.
So he drops their own bombs on them.
Yeah, yeah. Their own vases full of goo.
It makes the same shape as the stuff from Arrival in the air.
And here's the other thing. Everybody
everybody's
on that planet is in the circle.
Yeah, they've all turned up.
There wasn't someone who was like in the port cabins having a wee shit or something.
No, there wasn't like somebody from the back having a fag. We might see later on he was there. Yeah.
And hold on, this is the weapon that is the wee black goo that goes into your geezy stinky pink eye and all that.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
How is it blowing people? Oh, right, okay. So there's wee aliens coming out of them?
Except
right?
there's not. Did you not hear us having this conversation a few minutes ago?
Yeah, yeah. So the internal logic of this is all over the place.
They haven't thought it through. It's a bunch of disjuncted scenes that are just walloped together.
Does that city of people look like they built those ships?
No.
That doesn't ring true to me. It doesn't ring true to me.
It's always a problem that though, isn't it? Like the Predator builds the ships that come in, you know, it's a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But you can just go. Exactly. You are one.
That's him putting
Jack
a ball into space hertz to hire a ship.
Jack, you are one ugly motherfucker.
Fucker.
Do you know who's great though?
That's a box of mints.
You know what's great?
They're standing around the box of mints.
Ghostwatch. Ghostwatch is great. Ghostwatch.
Yeah.
See, this Halloween, I think we should just stick in the Ghostwatch one again.
Yeah, just do that. Is Predator the best Arnold Schwarzenegger film?
Is Predator what, sorry?
The best.
Terminator?
Yeah.
Terminator or
that
Predator?
And Terminator.
Yeah. Terminator is great. But
or Jingle All the Way, maybe?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Actually, I really like Last Action Hero. Although I wouldn't say it's his best.
I think End of Days is pushing it there. End of Days is one of my favourite shots.
I haven't seen that one.
It's so fucking demented.
Yeah.
It's just great fun.
What's the one where he's in a kind of movie and the wee boy gets a magic ticket?
Last Action Hero.
Last Action Hero. I like that. I thought it was good
fun.
I mean, it's terrible, but I like it.
The good guy, Schwarzenegger top 3. Here we go.
I've got a top 4 actually.
Okay, the good guy, Schwarzenegger top 4. Coming in number 4. From the good guy.
The running man.
Okay, from the good guy,
number 4.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Yes, I'm copy.
Number 3, from the good guy, Schwarzenegger top 4.
Terminator.
What do you think of that, man? Controversial?
Yeah.
From the good guys, top 4.
I had at least
two. Number 2.
Predator.
Predator comes in. Oh. Now, I can't think what number one's going to be.
This one, when I say it, you're going to go,
Don't
say
it,
it's
not pumping irons.
1, 2, 3, boom, boom, boom. The number one is
go on.
Total Recall.
Oh, okay. So I really liked Total Recall, and then when I watched it again, I thought it's actually not that good.
Predator and Terminator somewhere around the top.
Right.
Well, that's exactly what I just said.
So not in that order.
What do you mean
somewhere around the top?
That is the top
three. All have to be around the top three. There's only three of them.
Can I just point out there's a scared woman in a vest? All
five.
Scared woman in a vest.
Quite a nice big bum as well. I like that.
I I'm not so keen on Total Recall.
Well, you're a dick.
Oh, that's a great film.
Chris admits really it. Total Recall is his best film.
Get your ass to Mars.
Consider this a divorce.
That's a great movie. It also gave us the name of Cohagen.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Is that what
no, it's a film Cohagen.
The villain is called Cohagen.
Wow. The day I came up with that, Chris just about shit himself.
Yeah,
out.
It's so perfect.
Open your mind. Open your mind.
Should have been worse.
And do you know who's in it? Have you ever seen Breaking Bad?
No.
Hank from Breaking Bad is the guy that
is in it. Watch how bad the effects are here. That's terrible. That is shocking. There's a video online of these scenes
without the CGI, but it's a guy in a rubber suit and it looks better than that.
Yeah.
What is it, because that's just doing it on set?
Yeah, they're just doing it and then they do the CGI over it, you know.
Well, they're still on the ship, aren't they? The big ship upstairs.
Aye.
Just leave them. Just go away and
I
leave
saw
them.
A film recently when someone did the thing
did
about
you not do that?
I had a plan and you are fucking it up, and I said that's a reference to Total Recall, and Cohagen says it, and you are fucking it up.
If they don't know that they've been beset by alien viruses, then all right, because if you did, you would actually just leave.
Yes,
yeah, of course.
Sorry, guys.
But his wife's down there, you see, so that's why he's conflicted.
Okay. His override code was only like it was like the area code for East Kilbride 01698 or something. You're just like, you know, that is shit. I mean, have you not learned your lesson about passwords in the future?
Do you think if his name was Howard, the code would be 01505 instead of Tennessee?
Kilbride 01236.
It's when he says we didn't leave Earth to be safe.
That's quite a loophole in the contract, isn't it? Don't you think?
We didn't leave Earth to be
safe. That's what he just said.
Why did he leave it?
Yeah.
Can we
try that in the hospital tomorrow?
Yeah. You didn't
hire me to be safe.
You didn't
No, I won't get down from this.
He's a way to gather his stray flock, which I think means he's going for a wank.
Is that her heed floating about in
a
puddle?
Yeah, the
heed's after.
Heed's after. Floating about in a puddle. Rip the heed right after. Oh, there he goes.
There it goes. What the fuck is that?
So this is like some kind of Guillermo del Toro. Rubbish.
And you know
how
shite
he is. You like
it,
don't you? No, you quite like his stuff.
You look a bit like that thing, actually. Jack, do I? Yeah. Hello, can I talk to you about...
Where are you from? Baltimore. What's this planet called? Baltimore?
I'm opening a windy cleaning business, pal. Do you need to get windies washed?
There's no windows here.
Flat to Pentacle.
There's no windows here.
That's
it's okay.
This is actually quite good.
That's the way he speaks, doesn't he? He speaks with this really stupid
accent.
Watch
the way he shouts, no!
Give him some
It's really bad.
Give him some fingering.
What? Just shoot his fucking head off.
Green lasers, that's another
Both
one.
Green lasers. Is that Booker T and the MGs?
That's another bit. The breathing
and
on
the
space Booker T and the MGs.
This is another bit that's just mental. The breathing on the
nostrils. Yeah, because it's like breathing in the nostrils of a horse. Because obviously, that's what a horse like. Oh yeah, it's like...
It's like Stu Griffin.
Hey,
no.
Damn you!
Terrible woman!
David, how could you... How could you shoot the big fucking... monster that's on its mouth got the blood of one of my crew and now I'm actually going to shoot you
because
you're alright with that.
Shoot him,
just shoot him. What
I know, this is mental. I met the devil when I was a child and I've never forgot what you wouldn't.
Yes,
horns kind of ribbed about the face like he's been sitting too near the fire.
Like someone goes,
oh no, I didn't meet him. I watched Legend, sorry.
I made a different one when I was a child.
Remember
it was Crossroads.
Yes. Remember that time, Chris, when you were playing in the park and that big horn thing?
Yeah,
no, I can't remember that.
No,
that's
like
Breathe
that.
Fire. No, I can't remember that.
No, cloven hoofs, no.
You were wearing your parka. That
was right comfy, that parka. Oh, I like that parka.
That is a Father Ted joke, isn't it?
Yeah, remember when we were... Remember, we're on that flight. Remember, we got hijacked. Remember? It's like, and Diggle's like, no, no. Remember? And then the guy jumped out the window. No, remember? No, no, no. And then the government came, the police were there. No, no. You were wearing your blue jumper. Ah!
You guys just remembered that. Yeah. Actually, the parkers in this, it struck me when I was watching this yesterday when I was having my lunch, and it struck me the parkers in it made them look like they're actually at a sort of Glastonbury 97.
Yeah, I was just thinking that actually. Yeah, the sort of mid-90s.
Yeah, they're really sort of that.
Out of the Army Navy.
Weird sort of.
They've taken off the wee East German flags and they've put on.
Here comes my guiding star.
What looks like
4 o'clock on a Sunday to take me home.
Looks like fucking Rosicrucian.
They could walk backwards in the spaceship playing the guitars.
They could.
T, now they're calling this guy T now.
T Dog.
That's Tennessee.
Well, it's
T Man, the T Dog. Mr. T.
Big D. Big D.
Ain't no plane, sucker.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
T.
Oh, Foxy.
But they really don't lay in any characterisation at all, do they? In this
fucking goth girls turned up now.
There's guy people in this. Yeah, you don't even know who they are or what their names are or anything like that. Yes.
Nobody. I mean, this is the thing. I read a thing that the editor said. We really did kind of. It was really hard work trying to get the sort of the philosophical stuff and the kind of action movie edited together. Mm. No shit.
Mm.
Yeah, because it's two different films,
manager.
And they're both shite.
Yeah, that's right.
So that joke in the Spitting Image book about the how hard it was to make the sandworms from Dune look good. How did you manage it?
We didn't. From the eggs came these pastries.
Space
Greg.
Space Greg.
Waiting for the Hurst, entering the Hurst. I like your parka.
I mean, it's
rearranging the.
So this is Fassbender in full on exposition mode here. You know, let's just keep explaining the plot.
Look at
there's
that.
The elephant.
That's
man.
The elephant man.
Yeah.
It's fucking monkey magic.
It is.
That's our kid.
They just keep padding across, and eventually we'll get to Hannah Gordon.
I like your call to our kid.
There's the devil coming in here
again. Talking about devil again.
Mad for this.
Is Ridley Scott religious man? Do we know?
Well. I've wondered this because I wonder if he's
getting old.
I just think he's gone a bit crazy since his brother,
since the one that could direct films, jumped off the bridge.
Yeah, the one he knew how to make entertaining,
the one
enjoyable
who actually
films.
Knew how to
this is the weird thing about
non-pretentious big fucking massively successful films.
I was talking about this with our very good friend Gordon Rod in Baltimore today. That,
big oysters they've got in that
big guy bald big great guy big baldy great guy big pure bad medicine man. I was talking to Gordon about this today. I said it's really weird that in between these films
big mad baldy man
that's me pure mad for the baldiness. I said it's weird that in between these aliens films he's made The Martian and All the Money
that's
in the
not
world,
a good film
which are both good films.
Martian's not a good film.
Yes it is. It's
no,
a cracking
no,
film
no,
so,
no,
you're
no,
an idiot though, no, but you're wrong about this. And I just saw All the Money in the World last week and it's a cracking picture. And it is a picture. You know what I mean? You go to the picture piece to see it.
Yeah, you got a film.
Whereas this, it's just fuck it. It's like, but apparently on both those films, he came on quite late in the process.
Yeah, has to quite get it done.
Here he's sitting there giving it all.
Which too, they take
really
too,
to
it's too long
Shelley
to fuck about
Byron
with it. Yeah.
He doesn't write these.
But look at all this sort of stuff. You've just seen an alien, you know, tear the heat off one of your crew.
Yeah.
You've had to shoot it. This guy's clearly balmy, and he's telling you to take a look and a.
Oh, what's this? Our kids? Oh,
there's a big
face.
Surprise.
Yeah. That's a surprise. A nasty foreign alien.
I wasn't expecting that.
That's the fucking last thing I thought was going to happen, mate.
Now, what would have been really good is if we'd have looked in there and all there was the wee plastic thing that you get in a Kinder egg. Open it up and there was a wee plastic version of the alien.
You take it out, you open it up.
This is the progress
I've
made.
Bring it together. Yeah, oh, yes. Or actually, you open it up and there's just one solid toy, you think. I don't know where they used to be.
She's still bobbing about in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Head would have sung by now.
I'd have thought so.
Don't you think?
Never tried it.
If it was Martin's, it'd be empty, so it would throw with water and go under.
Wouldn't take very long, though. He's got quite a wee head.
It's beautifully formed, though.
It's a nice head.
Sizeable.
It's quite white here you've got there, though, Martin.
It is. Oh, well, you know, it's all the worrying I do.
What do you worry about? What does that have to
worry about? What's he say next?
Do you worry about
what's
stuff
going
like
to come out of my mouth next?
Martin, I guarantee you, you have never worried about
probably
what you're
going
to say next.
Yeah. Probably not.
You just sit there going, deedly deedly
deedly. That's what's going on in my head.
Oh,
like, the, like that scene in The Simpsons, whenever they want to know what's going on in Homer's head, and it's basically crows clapping, playing banjos and all that.
Right, what's in here then? Let's go and have a look.
Right.
I'm pure into this planet, by the way. Well, this is when he goes down to the truck and they say,
right.
That'll never work in space. He says, well, just strap down the crane and it'll be fine. So that's it.
Yeehaw.
He just fucking sticks down there. Through the clouds that can't exist.
It's a spaceship that looks like the kind of concierge unit that they built on all the flats around North Lanarkshire. You know? It's got that kind of same look about it. If it was red, it
maybe
would look like the one of the flats.
Maybe that's what they are.
They've just repurposed them.
But that's the bit where they fly the long way around and fly over fucking Club Med alien.
Ah, yeah. Hey, you went the wrong way, guys.
Oh, yeah.
This is another thing, of course, that the more of these films they make, the shorter time
Walter,
it takes
Walter,
for an
take
alien
me to the
travel.
Altar.
Yeah, Davy and Watty. The more of these films they make, the shorter it takes for these aliens to turn up out of them.
I'm Davy. I'm Watty. What do you ever get? I'm a little bit far old and I've got a big bit.
What's what was that? Oh, come on. Not again.
Where's the other David at this point? Have we seen him?
Walter.
Walter the Softy.
Oh, look at that.
Soft Alan.
So now it appears but that was a face hugger, wasn't it?
Aye.
Yes.
So where did that come from? Well,
but
he's supposed to have genetically.
But is that the point that using Queen of the Mint's body, he's developed all of the DNA and
yes.
Look at it though.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, he's trying to develop.
Yeah, unlike the actual wee funny one from the other film. Yeah. This one goes, hiya.
Do you know what it looks
version?
Like, Jack?
Like a
satellite? No, it looks like those wee bobbly figures that they gave out to contestants when the Generation Game came back. What a bobbly man.
Yes.
Yeah. Hiya.
It's not convincing, is it?
It's not impressive at all. There's Walter. He's walking about going,
all right. Walter,
I don't
Walter,
know what's
take
going
me to the
on
answer.
In here. Oh, nasty.
Cover yourself up.
So she's been there for 10 years, apparently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kept well. Mm-hmm.
She was great when she was in Texas.
I have a halo. I don't want to know what you're about.
I really can't stand that woman.
Was that all of Texas' songs? Is that what you were singing?
Is that like
I
a mashup?
I cannot fucking stand her. She does that thing.
I don't even know what he was singing.
She does that thing that probably really, really impresses Londoners. She goes, I'm from Glasgow. She's not. She's actually from Bali.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you got a problem with me, pal? I'm in your fate. Just fuck off. Yeah, and in Glasgow, you'd have been chibbed by now. That's why you had to go down south. Fuck off. Oh, you can say what
Mr. the That's like a club singer. Now do it properly. Now do it the way it's meant to be sung, right?
Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah. No.
Oh, is he crying?
Yeah. He wasn't made to serve. He was made to play the recorder.
He was made for fingering.
Why are you on a colonization mission, Walter? Because
I'm
a dying.
Because I'm
just
a robot, and I just do what people tell me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So Schmeet.
Effectively, what has happened here is
what's effectively
all of the
on?
Things that were really good about Alien and really good about Aliens. Uh-huh. That kind of a mystery about, you know, where did this thing come from?
Which you don't need to know.
You don't need to know any of that.
No.
He's
point.
Sitting explaining all this. Well, it was basically me.
Yeah,
I was sitting with my junior science kit,
bored
out my mind, and decided I'm going to make something.
Well, hang on a minute. Some Neanderthal decided to blow through a reed one night to entertain the children, and suddenly civilization. We are not Neanderthals. They died out.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
They were
absolutely.
A separate
yeah.
species of hominid.
But so he's created a parallel between himself and playing the recorder and creating aliens.
Well,
through mutilating genetically a dead woman.
Mm.
Nice.
I don't know who David's
nice.
Supposed to be, because this whole Valhalla thing of the gods thing would suggest he's Loki or Logi, whatever he's called in it, who's basically Satan,
mm-hmm.
who refuses to go into the hall with the other
gods because they're going to die and he's going to create mischief and what. It's just a lot of
god of mischief.
I don't think he created races though.
Well, that seems to be his intention. It's a kind of a Frankenstein thing going on. He's trying to make something, trying to create life.
He's trying to obtain immortality, is he not, by creating a new species?
By becoming a creator. But that's the whole bit at the beginning.
Why would an android have any notion of immortality or indeed mortality?
I've just got another neighbour's connection.
Because it was all sorted out in the pre-titles.
Guy Pearce. Yes, we talked about
this.
Yeah,
this is neighbours in the future.
Yeah,
that
we talked about
space neighbours. We did say that right at the start.
I think
it was almost the first thing
we
said.
You thought of another one. What do you mean is...
I've just realised that there is one.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah. It's never made quite clear what he does to them. Is there a button that makes them do that? Because I'd be doing that literally all the time to them. Hey, come here, Martin.
What did he just do there?
And he cramped right up there as well. Like
he pulled something out of his neck.
You pull that and the thing comes off and flies away.
Yee-haw,
come on. Literally, I would actually piss. If they have a button that does that to them, you would do that every time, eh? Hey, Walter, come here, watch this. Look at this wanker.
And then pull the wee string in his back.
There's a snake in my booth.
There's only one film that properly tackles the question of Byron and Shelley, Chris. They caught you, Byron and Shelley, then jump on your belly and bust your balloon.
Oi!
What film's
that? That's Blazing Saddles, that's Madeline Kahn's song. And
tired of being admired.
So he leaves out all of his drones. There's all the unused
there's all the stuff from Hodorowski's Dune that they bought.
They found Giger's catalogue and decided to chuck it all in there.
Giger's dead man, isn't he?
Yeah, he died a long time ago.
Who?
Giger, HR Giger.
He died a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Wasn't a long time ago.
He's a strange
guy. Was he
dead now?
Was he?
I said he was a strange guy.
He was. Hello, who's that?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh!
I know what's trying to fuck your gun. They nip about, don't they?
Senior Bob's still alive.
Not for long.
Well done.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
And the thing is, this doesn't kill you. It's supposed to lay eggs in you and die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why did that one not die?
Because he did that to him.
Oh no, this is a good point. It's already laid its eggs.
Dr. Manhattan.
And then it's meant to stay on your face until it withers it.
And it cramps up and dies off.
That conclusive proof, Martin. Thank you. Thank you for clearing that up for me.
Senior Bob's just get his cooking bun.
Carnahan is wrong.
Ding 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 ding.
Bad CGI.
Just the shot. Coming
or the type you haven't seen since Alien 3.
Now, see by now. None of this means anything.
No,
it's not a surprise when they turn up and rip people about.
Yes,
and you know, it just doesn't mean anything. No. It's not going anywhere. Everything that's going to happen has happened.
Yeah.
It's descending into a really bad teen slasher movie at this point. It's not actually
really
making any sense.
They shouldn't really have made another one after Aliens. Mm. Although I do like Alien.
I like Alien.
I know. But it kind of exists in it by itself for me.
Yeah.
It doesn't really do anything new, but I just like it because of its craziness and all the strange things
and
about
it. It's nicely acted and well made.
But everything since then has been pretty poor. Actually, to be honest with you, the best of the ones since then is Alien vs. Predator.
You've missed your line here, have you not? It's coming up.
What was that? What did he shout?
She jams the nail in his neck.
And he said?
Batty's nail. And his line was...
Blade Runner, you bastards!
That's the spirit.
Which is what Roy Batty says...
Blade Runner, you bastard.
Oh, he says, that's the spirit.
Oh, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see? Then he tries to give her a smile.
Why is he kissing her?
Because she's very attractive. He's a sex pest. Obviously not Michael Fassbender. He's great. He wouldn't do anything bad to him.
No, there's never been any suggestion of that.
That he would in any way be abusive or unpleasant towards a woman. No. And anyone that says otherwise is just making it up.
Yeah.
And this is the
possibly writing it down in the
you're meant to be dead.
Yeah. Well, it's possibly bumped into a woman.
There's been a few updates since
night.
Your day.
Maybe.
I can do kung fu now.
Yep.
I'm not allowed to create, but I can do judo.
I can dance on the ceiling.
I can turn up at a dramatically opportune moment.
I can cook. I can produce the flags of all nations.
Oh, that's quite so. The thing is they can't feel any pain.
Yeah, so it doesn't mean anything.
No,
again,
so it's
just Chris's point is true. None of it means
none
anything.
None of it means it. There is nothing. Nothing is happening now that has any bearing on anything.
No.
Every dramatic conclusion has been reached, and there's still possibly an hour of this film left.
We're not actually that far for the end, though.
We're not.
It's getting near it. Yeah.
But about
who's hoping?
Half an hour.
So, yeah, we're an hour and a half in.
Yeah, we've got about half an hour to go.
Really?
Wow.
It's a long way to go for nothing to happen.
So, Chris, what's good about this film?
Nothing. Are you just going to keep on answering that, asking that until
quite
somebody?
A good question.
It's a good question.
But we've dealt with it.
Oh no! To be fair, he's asked a different person each time.
Oh right, okay.
It's just that you've answered first.
But you've already answered.
Serving heaven or rain in hell is his line there. I mean, can you not have it the other way around? Rain in heaven and serving hell.
That'd be nice.
You know.
Yeah. Off your hot serving in hell.
Serving Greggs or working the City Bakery, you know? Fiver in.
I've got a question for you, Jack.
Five credits in.
Well, City Bakers or Greggs is basically beans or no beans.
Yeah. Got a question for you, Jack.
Yeah, let's do it.
Five beans, £1.
What's good about this film?
She has got quite a nice wee face.
I'm trying to think what's good about this film.
I think she's a really good actress.
She's alright in it. She's got nothing to do, but she's alright.
She's in the kind of Harry Potter, but it's not Harry Potter, but it's in the Harry Potter world. What's it called? With the wee boy.
Don't know.
Or the
Eddie Redmayne.
Nina Hartley's Anal Intrusions.
Anal Vixens.
Dutch
two.
Oven 5.
There's nothing good about this film.
Fantastic Beasts.
Chris, there's nothing good about this film.
No, there's nothing.
Actually, the one thing good about it is Eddie Redmayne's not in it.
Because every film is made worse by having
him.
He's like the opposite of an egg, isn't he?
He's the opposite of a fried or a poached egg on a dinner.
All films are made worse by having Eddie Redmayne in them.
Yeah. All dinners are made better by having a fried or poached egg.
Nothing. It's pretty. It's irredeemable, isn't it?
Actually, there's even an argument with the egg thing.
An egg on an egg?
No, you know, boiled eggs and ramen and stuff like that. That works nicely.
It does work nicely.
No, don't start on eggs.
Ramen or boiled
ramen, egg? No. You know, like the Japanese soup.
Ramen,
you've got nice sort of spring onions, you've got a bit of chicken. My son makes a great one.
You've
got a nice bit of boiled egg and it's lovely.
Yeah, it is nice.
I agree with that.
Stop with the eggs.
A nice retro salad, boiled egg on it, lovely.
You've given me the bulk. I've had seen an egg on this earlier and I'm not wanting to hear any more
eggs.
I don't want your eggs.
Do you know another another piece of evidence about this being inconsequential is, you know, at the end you know which one of the androids has survived.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. It makes no odds.
Nobody cares. And then you've got all this going on, you know. But it's, you know, I mean, is it?
Well,
you can't tell how many arms and legs it's got, you know.
Just take it into space and see how that works for it. Mm. Fly upside down into space and see if it hangs on. Probably won't.
The thing is,
shit CGI.
You've got to. I'd be working on the presumption that if this film was going to do anything, it would finish with the alien ship with all of the eggs on it, mm-hmm. that the Nostromo landing craft would find.
Yeah.
Right.
But it doesn't even do that.
No.
Because when
he was in his fucking pomp before it came out, he was thought it might take two or three more films to get to that.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Wow.
Really?
Sorry.
Die!
That's what he said.
He's 80. It's like it's something they're giving him to keep him occupied. Ego, Ridley.
Now, you see, the thing is, this is what I mean about it being inconsequential. You're supposed to... He's amazed by the sight of that thing.
Mm.
And somehow it suggests that we are also supposed to be amazed by it. But they've been cutting about now for about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
But also, you know, this is a vehicle that has the ability to go right the way through the stratosphere of an Earth-like planet, but yet you can headbutt your way through the glass.
I
mean, even though the alien's meant to be quite strong and tough and all that,
it's not meant to be that fucking strong.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's able to headbutt its way through 4-inch thick glass. And this is just a kind of a pale version of the Sigourney Weaver with the, you know, the forklift truck kind of thing that she cuts about in.
Aye.
You know, a big claw. The claw's coming to get you.
If she's, now, whether she survives this or not, who gives a shit?
No, you're not invested in any of these characters.
No,
there's no consequences.
That was CGI again, I think, yeah, any of these impacts would have killed her by now.
Killed, or at least she'd have shit herself.
Yeah. And she just squashes it and that's that done.
It wouldn't have been good if she shot herself though, would it? I mean, that would be, that'd be pretty bad.
It'd impair her movement a bit.
Yeah. You'd be thinking, that stain's never come
out.
Ripped a heap right off it.
Like you, Martin, he hadn't noticed there was an enormous head there.
I did not see that.
I love the the amazing dialogue. Hold on.
Copy.
Shit.
Oh yeah, those are the
lines
where they say, "Hold on."
Yeah.
No, that just.
I'll just let go.
No, I was actually just going to have a wee wander.
Good job you said that there, because I was thinking of just letting go. Well, letting go.
Just
seen the bomb's got a big hole in his cooking. Yeah. No, this is no good.
That's what we call a statement of the obvious.
Nice.
I'm gonna get a hold of my coupon.
He does actually speak like that in the Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
I'm not being a racist for once.
Thank you.
She's quite nice looking. I like her. She's got a nice wee face. She's winsome. I think she gets into a vest for the last 20 minutes of the film as well.
So,
and looks frightened.
After spending all this time creating this creature and all that, Fassbender.
Yeah, this is actually a really good point.
What is? If that's Walter.
Aye.
If that's Whitey.
But for the rest of the film, he behaves as Whitey would.
Uh-huh.
Right up until the very end.
He does, yeah.
And there's nothing for him to gain from it once he gets on the ship.
Yeah.
He could just kill them.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And see, when he puts them into the hypersleep, why does he bother?
Yeah.
Mm. And why does he actually leave a message? That looks horrible.
And
why does he leave a message all the way back saying, "Hi, this is David."
Yeah.
He stopped up. Why would you do that?
Why would you bother with that?
You need to go missing.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of a counter-intuitive to the way the character has behaved.
That looks fun.
What, smear? Smear putty on someone's face.
Yeah, to get a sticky substance and put it all over the person's face.
All over Senior Bob's face.
While he's lying there incapacitated. Who wouldn't?
And there's Fassbender stapling his wee cooking together.
But I mean, the thing is, you think, well, he's either one or the other. But you don't think, but I wonder which one he is.
It doesn't explain how he fixes the hand, there's two
options.
I think you're supposed to at this point.
Has he got half a hand off, and he's got the same scar on the face that the other one's got, hasn't he? That's what he did. He's clearly put the scar on his face to make himself look like the other one.
How did he do the hand thing again, though?
Yeah, I don't know. He's obviously had to lose a hand.
Oh, he just did that.
Filling the jacket.
Yeah, look, take a look.
And then he's getting the old stapler on the face.
Oh no, does it not?
Why is he not getting the putty?
Does it not show him, like, cutting his hand off or something?
Oh, fuck this. Yeah, probably.
Well, or later on, it shows, like, when there's the big, like, oh, this is why I did chop my hand off.
Another thing they did for this film was they made lots and lots of short films.
Yeah,
and put them
reason.
Online. James Franco was in one
with Prometheus though, as well. Remember?
And the thing is, it's bad enough
that
I had to watch Prometheus, but going and watching all those short films and trying to make sense of it, I've seen the one with James Franco.
Well, I watched those because they were, you know, before it came out, and we were.
This is
as we've said in the commentary, we were really looking forward to Prometheus, because why wouldn't you?
And it ended up only being reasonably good. Yeah,
she's quite good at making a wee bit of scrambled eggs. Nice that.
Eggs again? What can't be doing with the eggs?
You'd be a bit traumatised, though, wouldn't you, after all this?
Yeah, after facing the eggs.
No,
I don't mind scrambled eggs, to be fair.
But what you would do, obviously, is go and have a shag in the shower.
Yeah,
that's the fucking weird thing.
Not actually, just sitting on the edge of the bed for 2 days going...
Exactly.
You wouldn't want to go to the toilet for a piss. You'd be so frightened. You've just seen these horrendous beasties.
And what is it with these wee things in space?
Well, that's an alien.
Yeah, it's also in Darkman. That's where how the bomb goes off in Darkman, isn't
it? But that's
it?
Not in space. That one is a reference to the beginning of Alien for no good reason whatsoever.
Is it?
Because reference.
Please report to the Mad Boy.
So she's captain.
Hello, how are you doing?
I've got a new mission for you. We're going to go on another planet. Made of cheese. It's made of cheese that's up my bum.
There's an unidentified life form in the spaceship.
No, we identified it.
Yeah. It was the mad boy.
Hello, pals.
Please report to the mad boy, yeah? Say that again.
The mad boy.
Mad about the bar.
Mad about the bar.
Oh.
Gasps. Jesus.
Somebody's tried to get a
senior bar.
A jam jar opened in space and all the pressure. But it's been in there. It's been in what do you call it? The pantry. The space pantry. And you popped it open. Jam everywhere. Fucking hell. He's a hand here.
Bilberry conserve everywhere.
That'll never come out. You'll be walking along the tiles for weeks afterwards and your feet will be...
See, why would you tell her where it is?
Get that off the bottom of my shoe.
Is he toying with them?
But, well, because Rips he's...
An upward, who are these people, you know?
Because it's so boring in space, he's toying with them for dramatic effect.
Yeah.
Just because they haven't got the telly online yet.
Ricks and Upworth, is that like Hicks? And, I mean, it's just like they're just going, what can we call this guy?
Oh, here we go.
What was a good name in Aliens, you know?
We out of a space point.
I want to see your space ass. I'm going to kiss your space bum hole.
Yeah, show me your space ass.
Yeah.
Come on, baby.
It's time for that interstellar dicky.
But if it was red alert situation, do you not think it would just turn the shower off?
Aye.
You get it. It's going to go up.
No,
really bad CGI.
Don't say that, Jack.
Oh, what was that?
The thing is, they didn't.
It's not anyway because the aliens turned up.
Yeah.
Whoa.
The thing is, they don't even have the sense at this stage to do a sort of carrying up the jungle thing.
Yeah.
Where it climbs up her leg and for a second she goes,
ooh. Hold on a minute.
That's why John Sim should have been in this film.
See, when he walked in the show, he went to go, ah, pass us up.
Yes, like they should have been having the chat. And then it pans to the other side with him, with
don't
the alien, trying to get all the jam off him.
Saying, don't mind me.
That's terrible. I'm covering
because
raspberry.
Actually, the
covering
alien,
raspberry yogurt.
The alien would speak like Tommy
it
Cooper.
Would talk like Tommy Cooper. And then covering that planet.
Apparently, in space, they don't have like proper doors on showers. They just have the plastic things that you get in fridges in the butchers.
Yeah.
You
know? That's just funny, that, because see, in the weapons bay, it's just got those different coloured strands of tissue
stuff,
that you walk through.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Ooh, blood and sand.
It's time for a Tommy Cooper poem. 30 days after September, April, June and November. All the rest of 31. That's not fair, is it?
And this is just like some really boring computer game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where he
David
and
Roberts
them
just
through.
Cut off the bottom of his trousers, thrown it in a library. I said, turn up for the books.
Remember the one he said, I was under a lot of scuba diving on a Thursday, swim. I see a man coming towards me in a grey flannel suit. I go up to him, I get my board out and I write on it. What are you doing under the water in a Thursday? On a Thursday, and the man writes back to me, I'm drowning.
They say one every five people in the world is Chinese. Why, my family's been with four brothers. It's Tommy, it's Chris, it's Martin, and it's Jack, and it's Fuli. I mean, it's Tommy.
It gives you an indication of just how bad this film is. But at the climactic moment, we are telling
Tommy
Cooper. Really bad
this.
Tommy Cooper.
But imagine how much better it would be if Tommy Cooper was the alien.
I like the way that they.
Oh, you know, the aliens.
Oh, and see this from the alien's perspective. I remember.
Alien going, went to the doctor. I said, the doctor said, get up on that couch. She said, watch that, watch me pop. Go to the window. Stay your time. What? I can't stand that blood over
there.
There's the alien blood.
Jack,
all
any
this
chance
stuff about
that
the...
any brother of yours might be able to give us a sort of alien with a fez on?
Absolutely.
Sorry, Mark.
No, I was just going to say all this stuff about you're now starting to see what the world looks like from the alien's perspective.
Why?
And was there not something and about the whole
you
alien
can see his point now?
I know his side. I'm on. He's a wee. He's a wee. He's watching this one. Going, all right, spoon jar, jar, spoon jar.
there was a whole thing in the alien mythos
from his point of view.
Yeah, did you?
When he's going through the
he was a fisheye alien.
So which is the best alien film?
Aliens.
Alien is a very good film, but Aliens.
Alien 3.
Yeah, and then
Alien versus Predator.
Yep.
And then
it doesn't really matter after
Requiem.
No. But Requiem is better than this.
What's Requiem?
That's Alien vs. Predator Requiem. It's the sequel to Alien vs. Predator.
It's terrible. I've not seen it.
Takes place on Earth. I'll bring it over one night.
Is that the one with the big underground pyramid?
No, that's the good one.
Oh, that's the one I like.
Yeah, there's one after that that's where they make
takes
a
place
Fred
in a small
alien.
Town in America.
You know how the end of Alien vs. Predator, when the Predator gets taken back up onto his ship and it's lying dead, and then it closes in at the very end and a wee Predalien comes out. Well, it's what happens next, because that ship crashes back on Earth and they go through a whole thing chasing this thing around.
See, I'm a great fan. I'm not a great fan, but I'm a big defender of Paul W.S. Anderson. He doesn't claim to be fucking Paul Thomas Anderson.
Is that Event Horizon?
Yeah.
Oh,
and he made Alien vs. Predator, and he made Death Race 2000 and Resident Evil and all that. All these films are total garbage, but he knows that, and he thuns them out well.
What was your line about this bit here? In Alien, it was blow out the airlock. In Aliens, it was blow out the airlock. And in this one, what is it?
They drive them out the airlock.
Drive it out the airlock.
Can you imagine the script meeting? They said that is very clever, Ridley.
Oh,
the only thing that would make this worthwhile is if, like, as it was firing out, that there was a little and the radio turned on.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah.
And it was like a bit of ELO or something as it went out.
Mr. Blue Sky.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alien vs. Predator started as a comic then, didn't it?
It started as a comic, and the comics were good, but
Tommy Cooper.
Alien vs. Predator.
There he goes. Got a watch, but he's not quite yet, because he does this now.
Here we go.
Look at that. That's very point. Careful that.
We're just embarrassed. I'll take
that out of that. I don't mind.
Especially because yours sounds like Michael Caine.
That's fine. I'm
mine doesn't
sound
like Tommy Cooper. No. Never mind Michael
Caine. So is your man in that?
No.
Right. Oh, he just shoved it away.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently you can just push it over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I wonder if she might just put her arm over now.
Why would it do that? Why would it not just go out?
Do you think her arm might just come over?
But would it not just float
off? There's no down for it to fall into.
That's right.
Look at her. She's like cheeky, winsome smile.
You're not going to laugh at that.
She looks like Neil Innes there.
You're
not going to
laugh.
I'm the urban spaceman, baby. Now here's the twist.
And then he looks So he's quite relieved now. Thank God we got rid of that alien that I intentionally tried to get up onto that ship and made it go around trying to kill these people when I could have just killed them and said, come see, son. Into this wee cupboard here.
What does he do at the end which makes her know? It's something to
He doesn't know about the cabin.
Right.
She's quite nice looking.
Oh, the log cabin.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. Anybody remember that?
Aye, so what's
What is it?
He figures out here?
I just told you.
She makes a reference.
I totally just said.
Aye, but I'm not understanding how would the other guy have known about that? She didn't.
Because she talks.
She talked about it in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Right. You throw it at the wall now.
Here we go.
It's going to be. Oh, no, that's the alien, sorry. He'd be like, I don't know what's going on. That's the way I call him.
And does she say this to test him, or does she just have to
she's actually been quite a clingy woman. She's been quite needy. She's like, hi. Will you help me build my cabin? Watch, listen, she says it's really sappy.
And
no emotional resonance to him. Because
he could have just gone, aye, all right then.
No, exactly. Why would the thing is, if you have any emotional intelligence for somebody in that situation, surely you just say, that's all right.
That's
all right. I'll help you out. Like, we're Canada.
But why does he also let her go into hypersleep now? Is he just being a prick?
Yeah.
Because he would just say, I'm going to set you on fire like your ex-husband.
Is he planning on using her? Is he planning on using her?
Do you think that?
Do you think he wants to use them as hosts, maybe?
Do you think by doing that evil shh is actually from the Doctor Who TV movie?
Now, here's the funny thing.
So you can say, don't let the bed bugs bite.
If he just turned it down a wee dial, you know, the cryo thing, so that she kind of. No, you're not meant to age. You're not meant to age. So he puts her on that kind of. The two stars instead of three. Puts her on the fusty.
Yeah, absolutely.
She'll wake up and she'll look like Helen Daniels.
She will, aye. She'll be a wee old lady.
She'll kind of wrinkled and all that.
She'll look like the grandma of the walls.
She might be her wee.
Do you want to build a log cabin, Grand?
Maybe not.
What's going to play? There we go.
That's right. Act two.
It's so unsubtle, isn't it?
It's too on the nose, isn't it?
What did you do? All right. Robert
Wagner.
Act one.
The entry of the gods,
David Walter, and when they got together,
it was
murder.
David Nalians, and when they got together,
in
it
there
was murder.
Here's a London shot. She's gorgeous.
Oh, here we go, Chris.
Now, please,
your favourite bit of the whole film. Here it comes.
What's that?
It's the eggs again, Martin.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Right, and then he's going to produce. What does he produce after this? Another one.
And then the flags of all the nations.
Yeah,
it's like flag German.
Or he's like that guy, the goldfish.
There's
a goldfish.
All flowers.
Well, by the way, it was pointed out to me on one of the Red Letter Media videos. Not one of the TV,
it's the same one. He's just
in Prometheus. Guy Pearce looks like Goldmember.
And I've gone. So what was that?
I like the action of that door there. He stuck a couple of
alien
embryos.
We aliens.
If you were to get your kitchen redeveloped,
like
you get a nice drawer like that.
Get a new kitchen done, a bit like that.
Yeah, you get a new kitchen put in.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Very nice.
A couple of weeks.
Those and such as those, eh?
Yeah. There we go, there he is.
So he's killing them all now?
Yeah,
no, he's just watching them all, thinking,
I'm going to
colonise you all and do stuff to you.
What's
he
going to do?
He's got real 10 to...
He's got big feet, isn't he, though?
He has got big slats.
10 to 2 feet there. Theresa May has got enormous feet.
Yeah, she really does. They are like big slap shoes. Right? Yeah.
So why does he send back a message? Because that doesn't do him any good to say where they're going.
Well, because unless they get a distress signal, surely they'll just presume everything's fine.
Yeah.
Or if they don't hear from them, it'll be like the Prometheus.
That's
code blue.
01236 4 8 2.
You know, it's a bit like that. It's actually what they're doing is a bit like that excellent scene in Star Trek VI where they're trying to speak Klingon.
Now, let's draw your attention to Kareen.
It's finished
by Carmen Ejogo.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that's
she was the VJ on the Power Station on BSB.
Yeah, you see.
I thought there was a lot more people in that film.
Something like that.
There was whole guys that had. What happened to them? Where did they go?
Well, but where did a lot of them? You were like, where did they actually come from?
And what was the?
That's the same in Prometheus. Folk turn up. You go, I've got them by him.
You know what it's like. Maybe that ship has
Mac Mooney. I know a guy called Mac Mooney.
Maybe the ship is one of those things that stamps people out, like in Aliens versus Monsters.
Aye.
Boom, there's another. What
do you want? Just generate one who'll die soon. Bing. That's it.
Now, is Aliens versus Predators part of the canon or not?
It's Charles Weyland he's called? The character that Lance Henriksen
plays. Charlie Weyland.
Uh-huh. Don't care.
Big Charlie
Weyland. And like Charlie Hungerford.
Because Lance Henriksen plays Charles Weyland, and then the android and aliens is his likeness.
Ah, I see.
And
they were about to... Were they not... What was the thing that is actually in one of the Red Letter commentaries? I think it's they were about to make... Oh, shit, what was it? It was like another alien... They were about to make it, and then something happened. There was some other franchise made a shitload of money. Mm-hmm. It was the Freddy versus Jason or something made a shit. So they scrapped it and they made something else.
But the weird thing is the character that Guy Pearce plays is supposed to be Charles Weyland, is he not? Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It doesn't look anything like Lance Henriksen.
Yeah, I don't think they're supposed to exist.
No, but I think Lance Henriksen is meant to, I don't think he's meant to be Weyland.
He is.
He's Charles Weyland.
Yeah.
Oh, Alien versus Predator, a big apartment. I was thinking of Alien 3.
Yeah,
that is. I just thought he was the guy that designed Bishop.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
None of it makes any sense. As you say, it's not really a franchise. It's just
it should never have been a franchise.
What are you saying?
Neil Murray showed up.
Yeah, I don't think there are people that you know just because of the same name. Some people have the same name.
Do you know, Andrew Titmarsh? Your good friend of his?
No, but okay. Daniel Crowbar.
Which I refer you back
I've
to the previous comment. Doesn't matter.
No, nothing matters.
Name was Crowbar.
That's true.
Your old Charlotte.
There was a guy there and his name is Crowbar.
Has your opinion changed with this film, Chris?
Well, does that seem apparent?
It really is shockingly bad, isn't it?
It does, it stinks on ice.
Because it's a film that I just don't really understand what they think they're doing with it. Really. I don't think they understand what they're doing, other than just to make it.
I think when they're trying to do the philosophical stuff, it becomes almost offensive because it's so shit.
Yeah.
And you just kind of think, well, if they'd just gone all out for gore and action and failed at that, at least they'd have only failed at one thing.
Well, because what doesn't make any sense with that is that the most successful Alien films have no philosophical shit in them. They're just action or horror films.
Yeah. Well, the ships and things like that are named out. They've got like literally allusions and all that.
Yeah.
And
they
and
have
you can go and
literally
try,
no
and you can try and find meaning in it.
Yeah.
But take a look at the way that Blade Runner was done. Blade Runner's crammed full of it, the Blade Runner 29.
Yeah.
It's crammed full of it, but it doesn't ram it down your throat.
But the thing is, I always think that the literary allusions in things like Alien are actually just almost inviting you to embarrass yourself.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is a horror or an action
film. They're mostly written by English graduates.
We just need a name. And it's very difficult to think of a plausible name. So we just call them that. Yeah.
Here's all the people here's all the people that played the tiny
she was going to be called Anton Berg.
So, I mean, so for instance, really, and that builds up.
Look, they
people put too much.
Digital effects artists, I don't know.
Good, Martin. So those things build up with no particular reason. So in the first film, as you say, you know, they call it the Nostromo. It's a good name.
Yeah, because it's just a good name.
So therefore, it kind of makes sense as a joke to call the lifeboat the Narcissus. And then in Aliens, I have no doubt that James Cameron called it the Sulaco, which is the name of the town in Nostromo, purely as a nod to the first film.
Yeah,
it doesn't have any other meaning beyond that.
And the thing is, Daniel Bannon is the kind of person who would call something after the Nostromo,
exactly,
you know, because he probably read him when he was a kid or something.
Because it makes no sense as a character name, but it sounds good for
a play. Absolutely.
Yeah. I tried to read that once based on when I was about 18. Oh, Nostromo. Mm. Well, that's got to do with it. I can't even read Conrad. It's just
it's pretty impenetrable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of died off as a.
Yeah,
when I was a student, Conrad was still.
Yeah, but it's one of those things.
25 years. He's
yeah,
kind
but
of
it's actually his the Peter Cook answer when people say, "I'm reading a Conrad novel, and neither am I."
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
There are a lot of people
Jesus.
Who should be ashamed of themselves. Now.
That Lynn O'Brien is especially hair and makeup artist.
Take me home, country.
Ancient Flute, composed by Harry Gregson Williams. Not his best work.
What a shit.
Soundtrack available on Milan.
Okay,
it was fucking wrong core busy.
So Martin, are you happy you came along to watch this?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'm glad you were here to show it about the digital artists on it.
Yeah.
When did this come out last year?
May.
It was May. We
went
to
see
it.
We should repost the picture that we took on the day.
Yes, we should.
Well, thanks everyone. That was great.
15,000 jobs. Were
I'm glad it's
punners
the
and
15,
punners
I think
and
you'll
punners
find 15,004.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
The only way that it could be improved at the very end there, isn't it?
Fuck you, folks. Bye.
Bye.